United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Jim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
Let's go! Yeah, I mean, that's what we talk about, you know, all the time. I mean, there's a direct correlation between food and mood, you know, whether it's grains or whether it's all these processed foods that's laced with monosodium glutamate, high fructose corn syrup, all these colorings, dyes, flavorings, preservatives. I mean, look, everything that you put in your mouth goes through your brain and goes through every system in your body. And don't you think that, you know, your brain has all these receptors on them, right, for all these neurotransmitters and all these things? And don't you think that these chemicals can affect your brain?
You can, but you really don't think about it. I mean, you know, we're born and we begin to eat, and we eat with whatever is in our environment.
Yeah.
And so whatever people give us, we begin to establish our appetite. And you're really not taught to think about what you're eating and how you're eating growing up.
No, that's the problem. You know, we as a nation, we've become hypnotized. We've become brainwashed. We've become duped in the believing that all symptoms are bad, you know, and that doctors are going to come rushing to our rescue with drugs, surgery, gadgets, high-tech wizardry to save us from our health problems, which these health problems we've inflicted upon ourselves.
But it's not a part of the thinking process. I mean, we don't think about what we eat. We just, when we're hungry, we just eat what we choose, what we have a taste for at that time.
Right.
And our taste buds are designed around our environment and based on what we're raised on. You know, it's really amazing how, you know, you look at people from their culture of what their appetite calls for. And you really don't think about eating. I mean, you know, Wonder Bread was the bread that we ate, and you had sugar and butter on it.
Right.
And it was a great sugar and butter sandwich, or you'd have put some cinnamon on it and put it in the toaster, and it was white Wonder Bread, and you really didn't know that it had no nutrients. You were just eating, and it was filling, and it was good.
Yeah.
And people just went through it.
Yeah.
You know, just like when you look at breastfeeding versus, you know, what they call it, Similac.
Yeah.
Or formulas. You know, they tried to even steer women from breastfeeding for a while there, when a mother's milk would be the primary source of nutrients.
Yeah,
because that's what it was designed to do.
It's like you know, we're trying to see how far away we can get away from nature. I mean, you know, telling people to avoid breastfeeding, making up all these plastic fats, these hydrogenated fats, these trans fats, all these chemicals they're putting in the foods, which taste good, you know, and is addicting to you, but it's zapping our health. I mean, we're so sick. I think I saw the other day where 54% of the American population is obese and overweight. I mean, that's sad.
I was watching a commercial this morning for Diet Coke, and the more and more I read about Diet Coke, the more and more they tell me to stay away from diet foods, period, because of the unnatural ingredients that they put inside of them that are unhealthy.
Yeah. Diet foods, and, you know, another big one is, it's fat-free, so it's healthy for you.
It's got to be.
Everyone's been on this fat-free deal, and I think that's one of the biggest problems, too, is you need those healthy fats. You know, you need coconut oil, which is a supreme healthy oil, olive oil, grapeseed oil, you know, all these oils, and then oils from nuts and seeds and things like that. Very, very, very important for your overall health and for your brain function. I mean, your brain's like 60% fat. It needs those healthy fats in order for it to function.
And so how do I retrain my brain? I'm trying. I know me, myself, personally, I'm trying to retrain my brain so that I will begin to think about what I eat before I eat it, when I eat, and how I eat. And to really think about, to make it cognizant. I mean, I've got all these apps, and I'm journaling, at least I'm attempting to write down everything that I eat, trying to make sure that I drink enough water. And I find out if you drink water, your body will call for water. Trying to, you know, put down the sweeteners, put down the cookies, and to find healthier ways to eat. The other morning, I got up and made me wheat pancakes. whole wheat pancakes. Just trying to recondition my mind, because after 49 years of eating processed foods, it's a transition.
It is. It's a learning process. You know, it is. It's a learning process. But people need to understand that, like I said, you know, everyone knows that an apple is better for you than a donut. But you know, people don't understand that the repercussions, what's going on inside their body. I mean, they just think, okay, well, I'm thin, I'm fine. You know, I could eat this donut. But eating the standard American diet is the worst thing you could do, and it inflames your body. It inflames every part about your body, from your cardiovascular system to your joints, to your brain, what we call neurogenic inflammation. And look at all these diseases in America. You know, diabetes, heart disease, Crohn's disease, eczema, all these skin conditions. What's the main key factor that they all have in common? It's inflammation. If you're eating a standard American diet, you're inflaming your body. White flour, white sugar, caffeine, nicotine, all these processed foods with all these chemicals and dyes and flavorings. I mean, people ask me, what diet should I eat? It's like, eat any diet other than the standard American diet. It'll kill you.
Alabama, your mic is on, if you want to chime in. I have a question for you. You're always talking about the standard American diet. What does that mean?
Do you want me to join in, or you just going to keep talking?
Oh, now you want to get smart. See, that's what I say about people that are stuck inside of a snowstorm down south.
I'm in Birmingham. Folks didn't die. They made national news up here. People just died and everything up here. But it's melting, though. I went to the gym yesterday, came out, everything was covered in snow. Crazy. I'm going to get me some hot water and throw it on my windshield in a minute.
Don't do that. We trying to tell you, no more hot water on the windshield. Go out there and get you a broom. That's what they make brooms for. A broom is to wipe the snow off the car. How you doing this morning, Alabama?
I'm doing fine. It's funny you have a guest that's talking about this stuff. I was just on YouTube looking at some of the raw food diet fast stuff. I was thinking about doing a 7-day raw food diet just to see what the effects are. I was just going to try it, just straight raw foods. I was going to maybe do some juicing and just go for it.
Sounds like a good idea.
They say it's good for you. I mean, you've been telling me that for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I'm about to go to Orlando this weekend, but when I come back, I'm going to try it.
Why don't you try it in Orlando? They got nice fresh fruit down there, don't they?
No, we going down there. We're going to get us some crab legs, some lobster, shrimp. We finna get it in. We're going out. We're going to get some drinks. You know, I want to have a question for him.
Go ahead.
I try to watch my diet sometimes. What are some good ways to get your body alkaline, like cheat ways? I heard a cheat way was just baking soda and water to get your body more alkalized. But what's a better way to do it? Yeah, that YouTube's a trip. But I baking soda, water. One guy was lemons in water because they're acidic, but when they get in your body, they're alkalizing. So what do you think?
For people who maybe have a little bit of heartburn, acid reflux or something like that, a little bit of baking soda, you know, a teaspoon or so in water. I don't see a problem doing that. But look, I mean, our bodies are meant to go to what we call homeostasis or balance, which meaning your body, when you're healthy, you're going to be alkaline. And the best way to make your body alkaline is what you just were suggesting, is do a 7 or 10 day detoxification diet where you're eating nothing but fresh fruits and vegetables. And then, you know, I actually have a 10-day detoxification program at the office, and if you'd like, you could email me at masonwellness@yahoo.com, and I'll send that to you. And there's also some nutrients that you can take to help to detoxify your body and will help to, you know, purify and detoxify your body, not just, you know, when people think of detoxification, they think of just your colon, you know, but you have your colon, you have your intestinal tract, you have your spleen, you have your kidney, purifying your blood.
Does that help when you flush the colon out? that helps the rest of the body, because I was told that if you flush your colon, your kidneys and your liver can function better as well, because that is all interconnected, so to speak.
Yeah, it is. Everything's connected. So, you know, there's a lot of talk going out there about, you know, drinking alkaline water and alkalize this and alkalize that. Eat healthy food. Eat healthy food. Drink the purest form of water you can drink, either reverse osmosis, distilled, exercise. When you exercise, you oxygenate your body, which in turn you're alkalizing the body. I mean, the body knows how to take care of itself, providing that you're putting healthy things in it.
Let me ask you this. How about multivitamins? Like, I got this animal pack from the, you know, from the GNC or whatever. I know GNC ain't the best place to go, but it's got these big, giant horse pills that I got to take. It's a big pack of them, about 8 of them in a pack. And I have to take 2 packs to get a full serving of it. But
yeah.
What do you think of those pills? I know food is always better, but you can't, do you advise pills?
I'm a huge... a huge proponent of supplementing your diet through supplementation, through multivitamins and other nutrients. With that being said, it's a Wild West show out there. I mean, we've talked about this before as far as what you're buying. I'll tell you a perfect example. Back when I was in my early teens and getting into just natural health, you know, I read one time that if you have white spots on your fingernails, it was possibly a sign of a zinc deficiency. So I ran out and I started taking zinc. And matter of fact, that's where I bought it. I bought it from GNC, figuring there would be a better, healthier, you know, product there, better quality. And I started taking it. I took it for months and actually for years without any resolution. But at the point in time, I didn't know what I didn't know, until I started getting into medical school and started learning the difference in between the quality of the products. So there's what we call food-grade supplements, in which that's what I was taking. None of the food-grade supplements are regulated. They're not being policed as far as what's in it, as far as the quality, the purity, and the potency. Now, there's pharmaceutical-grade quality supplements that are highly regulated, and it's whatever's on the label, that's what you're getting in that product. So once I discovered the difference between the two, I started taking the pharmaceutical-grade zinc. Literally within 6 weeks, my nails cleared up 100%. So you get what you pay for.
Now you have a line.
Where do you get pharmaceutical-grade stuff?
You can get them at my office. You can get them at masonwellness.com. We have over 600 different types of supplements.
Okay. Well, one more question. What do you think of the Gerson diet, as far as, and things like that, as far as like when people are real sick with different, like cancer and stuff like that? Are you a proponent of that?
Yeah, I am. You know, if you look up Max Gerson and Charlotte Gerson, who was the daughter, and you look up Dr. Kelly, who was a dentist who cured himself from pancreatic cancer, which was huge. I mean, you look up the testimonies from the Gerson cancer therapy is amazing. And it has to do with, you know, detoxifying what we're talking about, detoxifying the body, a lot of juicing, the coffee enemas, things of that nature. And look, whatever way someone decides to go, if they have cancer, whether they decide to go the conventional medical route of chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation, you have to combine the nutritional component of detoxifying the body. You know, I mean, that's huge. I mean, you have to detoxify the body. You have to understand and ask yourself, why did you get cancer? And it's not because you're deficient in chemotherapy or radiation. Another thing that people need to understand is that chemotherapy and radiation are cancer-causing agents. So if someone has cancer and you're just giving them chemotherapy and radiation without supporting the nutritional aspect of it, you're missing the boat.
Hey, listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Have Dr. Matt Mason from Mason Wellness here in Youngstown, Ohio. His website is masonwellness.com. You can reach him at
330-219-6250.
We'll be right back.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
Robert Keegan with your headline news. The Northside neighborhood in Youngstown is concerned about a proposed apartment for people struggling with substance abuse and mental illness. The site is in walking distance to Youngstown State. At a public hearing yesterday, residents argued there's already a group home in the area. Consultants for the $6.8 million project say it'll bring in millions of dollars into the community with worker salaries. An apartment fire on Stewart Drive in Warren left seven people injured, including a pregnant woman. It happened last night just after 7. One of the residents said the fire started on the first floor of the three-story building. Two people were critically injured. And records show a candidate for the 7th District Court of Appeals owes more than $170,000 to the IRS. Attorney David Engler is set to appear on the primary ballot as judge in District 7. The tax liens date back 7 years. Angler says that's not the correct amount that's owed. He also says his state taxes are up to date. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Sweet deals on News Talk 600. Your chance to try some of the best businesses in our area at a tremendous value. Every Friday morning at 9 a.m., log on to our website to take advantage of half-price gift certificates from our area restaurants, golf courses, spas, salons, and more.
This year, pamper your Valentine. Give him or her a gift card for relaxing spa treatments at Casals. You could even get a couple treatment together. With naturally derived Aveda products, it's a wonderful experience. Stop in today and receive a limited edition Aveda gift with every facial in February. Valentine's Day is the perfect chance to show someone how much you really care by treating them to a spa service. Perfect for anyone, a gift card from Casals Day Spa and Salon, the area's premier day spa and salon. Buy in-store or online at casalsspa.com, 4030 Boardman Canfield Road, and in Howland's Hunter Square Plaza.
Sweet deals every Friday morning at 9 a.m. from 600WSOM.com.
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
I'm okay. I'm still a little sore.
You're lucky you didn't break something with that fall you took.
I'll be fine. Just need to watch where I'm going.
Dad, I wanted to talk to you about something that's been on my mind.
What's that, son?
Just hear me out. What do you think about moving to...
Not that retirement community thing again.
I went online and found out about Copeland Oaks. It's close by and looks like a great place.
No, not for me.
But, Dad, with Mom gone and you home by yourself, I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm fine. I'm not ready for a nursing home.
Dad, it's not a nursing home. It's a retirement community with younger, active people just like you. It's not like it used to be. They have really nice apartments, even real homes in a neighborhood, plenty of activities, good food, and they've been around for a long time.
I don't know.
You can still do everything you normally do, only you have people around who can help if you need it.
Well, maybe.
You know, they've even got a stocked pond.
Now, that's the best thing I've heard yet.
Call 1-800-222-4640 or go to CopelandOaks.com. Copeland Oaks, a faith-based retirement community. People of all faiths welcome.
Attention all healthcare professionals. Is your practice accepting new patients? Are you looking to grow your business? If so, listen to this opportunity. Our radio station, which is part of Cumulus Media, is publishing and distributing 20,000 free local medical guides this spring. It includes a physician's listing, as well as marketing opportunities for your practice. This is a great opportunity for you to attract new patients. Make sure your practice is included in the medical guide. For all the details, call me, Brad Marshall, at 330-779-8127.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Tracy and friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 35 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, and I hope you're having a good day today here on the 13th of February 2014. It is Health and Wellness Day, and Dr. Matt Mason is with me today. And it is the second Thursday of the month, and you know that's what we set aside a day to talk about health and wellness. Alabama's on the phone. We want to hear from you today. If you have any questions for Dr. Matt Mason, we're just having a conversation about health. We're going to talk about a little bit about the Affordable Health Care Act. I want to get into that just a little bit. Don't want to go too far off because Dr. Brandy comes on at the top of the hour. But I want to bring up the diabetes because it seems like everybody is on the diabetes scare. They're on the cusp of it. You can be thin. You can be overweight. No matter what you're doing, everybody, you know, you go to the doctor and they say, you're on that little... You know, you're pre-diabetic. And what do I need to do? Because type 2 diabetes is lifestyle.
Yeah. People need to understand that, yeah, you don't catch diabetes like you catch a cold. You know, it takes a lot of hard work of living a suicidal lifestyle, of by eating things that you shouldn't be eating. Now, I realize that some people don't realize the things you're eating that's contributing to the problem. But you got to start eating real foods. You can't be eating processed foods, and all these foods that have high fructose corn syrup is one of the leading causes of diabetes, causing us to become insulin resistant.
High fructose corn syrup. It is in everything.
everything that's processed junk that you shouldn't be eating. If you're eating real foods, it's not in there.
What's real food?
Things that grow off the earth, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, beans, grains, you know, whole grain,
about
rice, quinoa.
About fruit?
Avocados, have the healthy fats. Get the healthy fats, coconut oils, olive oil, grapeseed oil.
So when I go to the store, vegetable oil, canola oil?
Don't touch them.
Neither one?
No. No, they're both horrible for you. Get olive oil. Get coconut oil.
Olive oil, sunflower oil, coconut oil.
I wouldn't do sunflower, no.
Okay, just olive oil, coconut oil.
Yeah, and grapeseed oil is good.
Grapeseed
like
oil.
Mm-hmm.
Almond oil?
Almond oil could be okay. Macadamia nut oil. I mean, those are ones that not too many people use, but...
Okay. Peanut oil?
No.
No peanut oil?
No.
Hello?
Those are not healthy fats.
Okay.
Yeah. And then get your healthy fats from the foods, too, like an avocado. That is perfect balance of the healthy fats and the protein and the carbohydrates.
Have you seen the cost of an avocado?
Have you seen the cost of your medical bills?
Yeah, but that's not the point. Have you seen the cost of an avocado?
It is the point. Because you're either going to put good quality nutrition in your body, or you're going to end up breaking down and end up going to the hospital and paying it to the doctor in the hospital.
Hello?
You have to choose.
I said I want to talk about the Affordable Health Care Act, and something came up yesterday, and we were talking about
that.
And I want everyone to pay attention to, everyone has health care, but with the new health care, there are very, very high deductibles. Deductibles are what you pay before your health insurance actually kicks in. And because your health insurance now is not prepay, but it's postpay, which means you don't have insurance until you pay for your insurance, and you pay afterwards. So if you do not pay your bill on time, you may not have insurance. When you do not meet your deductible, your insurance will not kick in and pay for your treatment. And so you still have that $300 bill until you reach your $5,000 deductible. You have to make sure that you understand, and that deductible comes around every 12 months, whether you like it or not. So if you don't use your $10,000, $5,000 deductible within your 12-month span, you're paying your premium plus your deductible at the same time. So you need to make sure that when you process your affordable health care through the government site, that you realize that you're paying plus you're paying. And don't go for the cheap way out if you think that you're going to have an ongoing medical problems. I wanted to get that out because,
yeah.
You know, I was talking to some physicians yesterday, and they were saying that people are coming into the offices, and they think that they have insurance, but they haven't met their copay. They haven't met their deductibles. And so they get upset when they have these $300 and $500 bills that need to be met,
and
they've got a $5,000 deductible.
Well, I have insurance. My insurance should cover it.
And your insurance doesn't cover it until your deductible is paid.
No.
And so you're paying that $300 a month for your insurance, plus you owe the doctor $300 because you have not met the deductible, plus your copay.
Yeah. And that's just it. You know, I don't care what kind of – I don't care how good your health care coverage is. It's not going to keep you well. Our health care system isn't designed to keep people well. Look, like we said before, it's great. I mean, drugs and surgery can save your life. I'm not denying that. It can save your life. I mean, it's great for acute emergency medical care. It's great on a diagnostic end of things. It's good on some good gene-related disorders. But on everyday-to-day medicine and health prevention, it can't do anything.
And it doesn't.
And it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Because everyone's been trained in a belief that, you know, it's just going to be one time around. I could just live a suicidal lifestyle, and someone's going to find the cure to my problems.
But you know, Dr. Matt, everybody's invincible, and in Alabama, your mic is on. I'm invincible when I'm young, so nothing can kill me. You realize that, right? I
don't realize that, no. But
I mean, that's how
I know
a lot of people think that way. That's why they don't use. They have a lascivious lifestyle. And they, you know, they don't take protection. They, you know, people do. They drink a whole lot.
Yeah.
They don't wear seatbelts. They don't. They drink and drive. They do a lot of things that damage their life. You get tattoos all over your body and think that your body's not going to get older and begin to wrinkle.
Right. And it really comes down to our education, right? I mean, in schools and on TV, no one's being taught prevention.
No.
No one's being taught health education. And no one's being taught natural treatment options that actually work. Everything is drug and surgery based, and we're going to bankrupt our health, and we're going to bankrupt our economy if we continue this approach.
Go ahead, Alabama.
How would you heal like a nail fungus or something like that? What do you take for that?
A nail fungus is usually from the inside out, which is what we call a fungal infection or fungemia. So it really has to do with assessing and measuring your intestinal environment, meaning you could have what we call small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. You could have a yeast imbalance with when you hear yeast infections and things like that, what happens is you can get an imbalance of the yeast. In other words, yeast is healthy, providing it's in a healthy balance within your intestinal tract. It's important for neutralizing toxins. It's important for your immune system. It's important for making a lot of your B vitamins, etc. Now, that yeast can get out of balance from, again, the standard American diet, eating poor foods, antibiotics, birth control pills, cortisone, prednisone, medications in general, alcohol, high sugary diets. What happens is that causes that yeast to get out of balance and actually morph into a fungus. That fungus can spread systemically throughout your body, and it can precipitate anywhere. It can precipitate in your nails, in your ears, in your nasal cavity, reproductive organs, etc. So you have to look at, there's functional testing we can do. We look at the proper digestion and absorption of your body, look at what we call leaky gut, see if you have hyperpermeability of the intestinal tract. But some self-home techniques you can do is you definitely got to minimize your carbohydrates, because the main fuel source for yeast and for fungus is sugar. So you have to eliminate that. Doing the 10-day detox is a very good start for doing that. And then also at the office, I have a custom formulated drugless prescription called Yeast Defense Forte, which helps. It has specific vitamins, minerals, and herbs in it, which help to knock down the yeast. In other words, you're not really trying to kill the yeast, but you're trying to knock it back down into a healthy balance and a healthy ratio. And that strictly comes from diet and supplementation. You can't do it by drugs. It's not going to work in a million years.
Do you do Candida? Candida cleanse, is that a good way to kill the yeast?
Yeah. Yeah, and Candida cleanse, again, is you know, yeast albicans, and it's part of the fungal related issues.
How do you find a good one, though? It's like it's hard to find them. Like I bought one at a health food store, not a health food store, but like a smaller mom and pop place, and take it, and it just doesn't really do. I just didn't feel like it worked.
Well,
because I had
exactly,
some stuff
just
in my
like,
eyes. My eyes
right.
were kind of red, and he was like, well, you need to take a Candida cleanse.
Right, just like I was saying about the difference in the supplements you buy out there. It's a Wild West show. I mean, there's so many different things out there in the market that I can't attest to all of them because there's too many. But I have a 10-day detox that I've been using successfully for years on thousands of patients. So I know what works. I can't attest to, you know, if you tell me you're going to go out and buy this one or that one. It's called... consumer beware.
And let me ask you this. Is it because of the fillers that are put in and the wrappings that are around the vitamins that we take? What causes the difference between a pharmaceutical-grade supplement and a...
Pharmaceutical-grade?
And a non-pharmaceutical. We go to Puritan's Pride and you get buy one, get one free, and we buy a whole bunch of vitamins. What is the difference?
Like I said, it comes down to the food-grade supplements are not being policed. There's no regulations on them. So if you're buying, say, vitamin C, and it says 1,000 milligrams on the label, you may only be getting 400 milligrams. They may find traces of bacteria or heavy metals in it. They may find
you know, you're definitely not getting the highest purity or the potency. None of it's being regulated.
What's that website again?
Mason, M-A-S-O-N, wellness.com. Now, you know, and then you have to look at what they're laced with. I mean, some of these, you know, you look at some of these supplements you buy that have these shiny coatings on them, and you look in the ingredients, and it says carnauba. What, that's carnauba wax. Remember when you go wax your car? That's what they're putting on that. And you hear things where it says shellac. A lot of this shellac is where they're actually boiling down insects and using using that as a coating. And they're using preservatives, or they're using cheap binders and fillers laced with MSG. I mean, look, you see some of these are blue and purple and yellow. I mean, those dyes aren't any good for you either. So you have to watch what you're buying. And if you want a good therapeutic effect, you have to be putting good nutrition in your body.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. If you have any questions for Dr. Matt Mason, please give us a call. When you put together a regimen of diet, of vitamins, of supplements, a multivitamin, what am I trying to find? I mean, you know, there's gummy bears, there's vitamin C, there's, you know, there are people that are taking all kinds of supplements. But you really don't know what you're taking, and so someone says, well, this works for me. And it's like not like you go to a physician and he says, these are the supplements that you need to take.
Right.
Doctors don't do that. They write you a prescription and they give you a pill from the pharmacy. But for sinuses and for allergies and for wintertime, and for, what do I do?
As far as supplementing your diet, as far as what to take?
Right. I know I need a vitamin C in the wintertime because I need to boost my vitamin C. I know I need a vitamin D because of the lack of sun.
Yeah.
And so can I contact you, or what do I do? Because people are listening from all over the country.
You can contact me via either email or, you know, and we can have a consultation through email or phone if need be or, you know, virtual consultation, right?
Okay.
Or actually physically bring yourself to the office and we'll do a nutritional consult and address your goals and your health issues. In other words, you could fill out, we have you fill out an in-depth nutritional assessment questionnaire, which is looking at all the different body functions of your body and where we can assess your strengths and your weaknesses. And then, you know, we basically look, you know, for a healthy person, we have a foundation of some of the nutrients we're recommended. You know, so there's a basic foundation. In other words, everyone needs to be on a good multivitamin, mineral, antioxidant. Everyone needs to be supplementing with omega-3s. Research shows clearly everyone is vitamin D deficient. We need to be on those. That's kind of like the top three. Probiotics, you can probably throw that one in there too. Very, very important. Then, say, if someone is more, if they're type 2 diabetic or, like you were mentioning, they're borderline diabetic, well, then we could use specific nutrients that's going to help regulate and balance their blood sugar. In other words, we can take things like dual-source chromium and vanadium and things like this, which act very well to allow your cells to become more insulin sensitive, so we could, our cells could use the sugar more efficiently and balance our blood sugar. So it really depends what their health concerns are, where the weaknesses are, and then we can build upon that foundation. Other than that, we can go a step further. We can actually do mitochondrial analysis testing, where we're measuring that individual on a cell level to determine what they may be lacking or what they may be excessive in. In other words, you know, your fingerprint is different than my fingerprint, and my fingerprint is different than my brother's and my sister's and my mother's and my father's. Well, why would your nutritional fingerprint be the same? It isn't. We all have different requirements as far as specific nutrients based on genetics, based on age, based on male versus female, and versus digestive or other strengths and weaknesses within our bodies. So we could measure you on a cell level to determine what your cells, what your body requires as far as what nutrients it needs, what dosage they need.
Dr.
Which
Mason.
Is huge. Yes.
Which, I'm on your website, which one, you said Cranciplex, olive leaf extract, or what's that? what's that, Caprelex?
Caprelex.
Yes. Which one would you advise?
If you're talking about the nail fungus, I would go to where it says custom formulations.
Okay.
And there you'll find one that says yeast defense.
Okay.
And I would start off with is it only on one nail?
No.
No, it's on more than one.
I had this since I was a little boy.
Okay. Well, if you had that for years, I would definitely do two capsules three times a day with meals. But you have to really address it. Like I said, you just can't take those and think it's going to solve the problem. You have to combine it with really minimizing your carbohydrates. Juicing is really good. You want to juice more of the dark green leafy vegetables with minimal
like
fruit.
Kale.
Because kale.
You said minimal fruits.
Yeah, because even though the fruits are healthy for you, the fruits have sugar. And, you know, that yeast, since it's one of the main fuel sources for the yeast is sugar, it's not going to say, well, I know that the sugar from fruits are healthy and sugar from a Coca-Cola is bad. It's not going to distinguish that. I mean, sugar is sugar when it comes to that. And you need to minimize your fruits as well for a period of time. And you're probably looking at anywhere between 6 months to a year with really keeping your diet in check to eradicate that problem.
Okay.
But it is solvable. It's 100% solvable.
Okay.
You know,
go ahead.
One thing that came to mind is, you know, what people don't realize is, and this isn't nothing new. We've known this for decades, that 95% of disease is due to nutritional deficiencies and toxicities. 95%. That's huge. But is anyone being evaluated for nutritional deficiencies or toxicity? No, they aren't. I mean, everyone's had eye exams. Everyone's had cardiovascular exams. Everyone's had mammograms, EKGs, CTs, MRIs, you name it. But no one's been addressed nutritionally. And why is that? Because everything is drug and surgery based. There's no money in keeping people well. I mean, you can't patent a vitamin. You can't patent amino acid. But you can patent drugs, which, by the way, these pharmaceutical industries are profiting $1 billion a week.
A week?
A week.
Wow.
So it's out of control. So, you know, when you come to my office, you have to be a willing participant. In other words, when you go on your family doctor, here, take these pills, come see me in 6 months. There's no health plan being put into place. That's a prescription for disaster. You come to me, we're going to assess, are you nutritionally deficient? We're going to look at what foods you're allergic to. We're going to digest. We're going to look at the function of your digestion absorption. We're going to look at the mechanical structure of your back and your body, assessing your spine and your nervous system, which is huge. I mean, these are the things we need to start teaching and promoting to our parents, to our grandparents, to our friends, our children and our grandchildren, and move away from the process of using drugs and surgery. I mean, every time we have a symptom, or if our kids have a symptom, we take them to the doctor, and they give them a drug.
But that goes back to what I said when at the beginning of life. You know, we are. If you're Italian, you eat pasta, and you know, grandma makes pasta. And we have pasta, you know, we have antipasta, and we have all of these great sausages. And maybe they're made at home, and maybe they're made in the store. You've got all these great sauces, and every great sauce comes with the flavor of butter. If you are Slovak, you've got this, or Polish, you've got all these cultures. And all this great and rich food, but the food is not the same foods that were actually being fed from, you know, past times. They're just not. I mean, they were not processed when they were making them then. They're processed now. We go to the store, put all the food into that inside of our buggies, and we take them to the checkout, and we bring them out, and we just eat them.
Scares me to death what I see in people's buggies anymore. Holy cow.
But that's, I mean, it's just the...
Then I'm like, there's why we're sick.
That, correct.
There's why we're sick.
But the mind shaping of America to eat wealthy, to eat grains, like I'm trying to learn about eating whole wheat, eating whole grains, trying to change ways to find new ways to eat beans. I'm not a bean eater.
Yeah.
You're talking about juicing. I don't know if raw foods, I don't know if I like those because I'm so used to cooking them until they're dead and then eating them.
Uh-huh.
So if they're not well done and completely dead, then I don't want them. You know, staying off of high sugar. You know, your body craves sugar. And the more and more you become closer to becoming a diabetic, the more and more you crave sugar.
Your body craves sugar because you're nutritionally deficient in a lot of the key trace minerals. You're nutritionally deficient. And people, you know, we're in the land of plenty, right? People are overfed. We live in a land of obese people. We're overfed, but we're undernourished. In other words, people are eating all these processed foods laced with junk, with all these chemicals, but we're nutritionally deficient at the cell level. You know, so people think this stuff is a bunch of bunk about people being nutritionally deficient, but it's not the exception; it's the rule. No one is getting. Like I said, our cells were made up of 75 trillion cells. In order for those cells to be healthy, they have to be getting proper nutrition. So, yeah, can you be nutritionally deficient? And you're not going to drop over dead. Most people don't. But what happens is you start breaking down on the cell level, and you either get cancer, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, diabetes, you name it. So our cells are breaking down prematurely at a much faster rate because we're deficient. I mean, you pick up any chemistry book or punch it into Wikipedia and look up the Krebs cycle. The Krebs cycle is the energy cycle of the cell. The purpose of each one of our cells in our body, 75 trillion of them, is to produce energy, what we call adenosine triphosphate, which is the main molecule of life. If your cell can't produce energy, if your cell can't breathe, what we call cellular respiration, if it's not getting the proper nutrients into that cell and out of that cell, and have a healthy membrane, cell membrane, from those healthy fats that we're speaking of, your body starts breaking down.
I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of the top of the hour break.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600, WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. Comcast is already a big player in movies, network TV, and cable. Today, the firm announced it plans to buy Time Warner Cable. The question for federal regulators, could this put too much power in the hands of a single company? Here's ABC's Scott Goldberg.
If regulators approve the deal, it'll make the nation's biggest cable company even bigger. Number one, Comcast would acquire number two, Time Warner Cable, and nearly a third of all American households with cable would get that service from the same company.
We are excited.
Comcast chairman and CEO Brian Roberts said the merger would create a world-class technology company, but the public interest group Free Press says prices will keep going up and this will be a, quote, disaster for consumers. Scott Goldberg, ABC News, New York.
In Jacksonville, Florida, jury deliberations resumed this morning in the case of Michael Dunn, accused of first-degree murder, shooting an unarmed teenager in 2012 in an SUV because of loud music.
The jury deliberated about 3 hours last night, and they will get right back to work this morning. They've already asked to see something. That's the surveillance video from that Jacksonville gas station the night of the shooting.
ABC's Ryan Owens, who's covering the trial. Well, over 500,000 homes and businesses have no electricity this morning because of a big snow and ice storm in the east, hardest hit so far Georgia and the Carolinas. Trees and power lines are down. This woman's in Atlanta.
Terrifying. Hearing the tree crack and watching it fall from my window and landing on my daughter's room was very traumatic.
Some states are getting over a foot of snow as well as high winds.
Harsh winter weather last month took a bite out of retail sales. The government says sales dropped 0.4%, a bigger drop than expected. General Motors recalling nearly 780,000 compact cars in North America. These are Chevy Cobalts and Pontiac G5s from 2005 through 2007. This is ABC News.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-390-9323 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-390-9323. Call 800-390-9323. That's 800-390-9323. Again, 800-390-9323.
Debt is a big problem for many young Americans. Most college-educated people do have solid middle-class jobs, but for young grads under the age of 35, long-term debt is an issue. Four-fifths of college grads, according to a new survey, have it.
You do see a lot of debt across Gen Y.
Economist Paul Jakubowski of TIAA Cref Institute says the debts include student loans, car financing, as well as mortgages.
Close to half had more than one, so two or three of those. And in many cases, along with that, there's a genuine concern about, am I going to be able to pay that debt off?
Many millennials are also burdened by high interest debt.
You see a lot of churning on credit cards, for example.
After 4 days of rises, the stock market has been down for the past couple of days, causing concerns for investors. Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Valentine's sale is going on now at Harbor Pet Center in Boardman. Imagine the look on your sweetie's face when they open their Valentine's gifts from Harbor Pet Center. From puppies and kittens to birds and exotics, they're all on sale. You're sure to find something that will melt your sweetie's heart this year. Harbor Pet Center is dedicated to matching the right pet to you. Stop into Market Street in Boardman for the huge Harbor Pet Center Valentine's Pet Sale going on now. There's money-saving offers on cats, birds, small animals, reptiles, and amphibians, pet food and supplies, and much more. Available now at Harbor Pet Center in Boardman. Visit harborpetcenter.com for money-saving coupons to get $5 off any purchase of $20 or more, or $10 off a purchase of $40 or more. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Call 330-758-4950. That's 330-758-4950. Harbor Pet Center, Market Street in Boardman. We've got the pets.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. you'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Dr. Brandy. This is the kind of song you need on a day like today. You know, it's winter. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. This is the kind of song you need on days like this.
Kind of like a pick-me-up.
Absolutely. Mark Manzi calls it a toe tap. I mean, it gives you something to say, you know what, I'm going to make myself happy no matter if the sun never shines.
Because it might not.
It's not warming up. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Dr. Matt Mason and Dr. Brandy are in studio with me, which means you have health and wellness and mental health. And we're listening to Pharrell Williams, and it's the happy song, and it's the song of the month. Until the weather breaks, it's going to be out. I'm going to be happy because we need this. And Dr. Brandy's from Turning Point Counseling, and she's been on maternity leave. Congratulations, we have a new baby boy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I've got a call coming in. 438, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Good morning, Stanley. How are you?
Could be better. I had a huge argument with my girlfriend yesterday concerning what you talked about before, the health and things, and huge, and I'm happy that the doctor is there because I want to ask her some question. I was so mad against her, almost to the point of breaking up. My girlfriend had a problem of weight, has a problem of health, you know, and she has everybody covering up, and she's finally met a guy who's not going to cover up, who's not going to say to her everything's okay when her health is not okay. And she basically told me yesterday, I'm doing all this shit, I'm going to exercise, doing it for you, not for myself. And I was so hurt when she told me that, first of all. Second of all, she doesn't want to take any responsibility of what she needs to do. Any responsibility of her heart, of her body. Any. You know, I could bring status saying, you are 40 pound overweight. It's not me who's saying it. I'm not inventing the numbers. I even brought her to professional who even told her the same thing. But because I tell her that, he said, you're not supposed to be my boyfriend. You're not supposed to tell me this at all. You're supposed to just accept me, whatever I do. If I get 50, 60, 100 pounds, I'm just supposed to accept it. And I don't agree with that, period.
Stanley, before I even let Dr. Brandy in on this one, and Dr. Mason's here also, before I even let them in, let me give you a little helpful hint. You have to let her feel as though no matter what happens with her, you're going to be there for her. And then let her deal with her. if she doesn't have that confidence that you're going to accept her for who she is, she's going to have a hard time dealing with who she is. Now I'll let Dr. Brandy in.
Well, you gave me a lot of substance there, Stan, so a couple things. I got an echo. First of all, you said that you were upset that she told you that she was doing it for you and not for her. So, first of all, help me to understand what caused you to be upset.
Because I always told her, if you're going to do this, whatever you do, the weight, don't do it for me. I'm bringing you the information. You can do whatever you want to do with the information. But if I'm bringing you with your health, this is your life. This is your body. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to be supporting you. I'm going to do whatever I do. But don't get it twisted. This is your body. Whatever you do and the hard work you do, it's on you. You will grade whatever you do. If you work hard and you lose the 20, 30 pounds, it won't be because it was my help and everything. It'll be because you did the hard work. And I'll be the first one to acclaim you as a champion because you did it.
Okay. So I don't have her here, so I'm not going to take sides, but I have you here. So let's work on your side a little bit. You're sending her mixed signals. You're telling her that you accept her for who she is, but on the other hand, you're telling her that you're upset that she's not working on herself and that she's not taking care of herself. My hunch is that's communicating to her that you don't really love her or like her for who she is, which could be hurtful. Could you see that happening, Stan?
I have a hard time seeing this because I do see her for what she is, and I do tell her all the compliments she does, and I do tell her this. But when it comes to that, it feels like everybody, not including me, everybody has to cover up, and nobody says anything about that. Everybody comes with the same thing of saying, oh, you look okay, you look good. All her friends says the same thing.
It's hard to tell people that physically their appearance is not ideal.
No.
I mean, I think that's hard to hear and hard to tell people.
Is it harder to say that, or is it harder to go later
family,
on in life
family.
When you have
diabetes
or you have
you
a cancer?
The truth hurts.
Yes.
The truth really, I mean, we've talked about this. Telling people the truth is very, very difficult, but the truth actually can be very, very hurtful.
And Stanley, your truth is hurtful because what I'm hearing from you is that you love your girlfriend very much, but if you're honest with yourself, you don't love her physique or the way that she's taking care of her physical health right now.
No, because if she's going to be the mother of my kids and everything, which is something we talk about and everything, I don't want to bring that in, and I want somebody who's basically going to look at herself, whatever she does, and say, okay, I've gained the weight. I know what I need to do. I'm going to take responsibility, and I'm going to do what I really need to do. I'm going to have a boyfriend who's going to encourage me and not put me down, which I never did, and I'm going to take responsibility. And she doesn't. She basically said, it's your fault. And I'm looking at her, and I say, are you for real? And I'm like, look, I take 100% responsibility of whatever I do in my life.
Well, Stanley, if you really want to help her, if you really, because I hear that you love her, and I hear that you care about her, but I do also hear that you're not happy with her weight. If you really want to help her, then you need to figure out what the real problem is, because I'll tell you this, the real problem is not her weight. There's something behind it that's causing her to be overweight and it's causing her to not take care of her physical health. So if you truly love her, I would spend some time trying to figure out what that is and help her with that.
You know, it's really funny. When Dr. Brandy and I, we were talking about what we were going to talk about today, and I said I wanted to talk about the person in the mirror and why we do what we do and how we don't love ourselves. And there's a lot of things that come from our past and from that's like skeletons in our closet that cause us not to become the best we can be, whether it be our weight or whether it be our looks. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know why people are – you could love her all to pieces, and she could still not be motivated to take care of her physical health just based on some things that happened in her past.
Tracy,
yes,
Alabama.
So what
Alabama.
Am I supposed to do?
Hold on. Go ahead, Alabama.
The thing is, with Stanley, I'm listening, and to me it sounds like, I don't know if she's African-American, but I know in our community, it's not always that they have father issues or they have issues. A lot of women are just outright lazy, and there are a lot of guys out here with low self-esteem that will go at these women that are overweight because they feel as though they're easier to get to instead of the quote-unquote dimes. And a lot of times, women that are overweight
guy said, well, baby, you're not fat, you're thick. You're fat in the right places. Meanwhile, they lift their shirt up, you see all these rolls, you got your face, you got two chins, your arms are flabby. So I think there's a such thing as being lazy, and then someone come along and they're that drill sergeant trying to get you to get in shape, and they don't have that motivation because there are thousands of guys out here, and Stanley can attest to this, that will still take a woman that's 250, 300 pounds because they got low self-esteem themselves and that they don't feel like, well, I can't get someone that I find physically attractive. I have to get someone. I'm just telling you, so it's not always, well, she has mental issues. Like, everything's not a mental.
I didn't say mental.
We need, you know,
listen,
they have
I'm not
a mental
saying
issue.
That she got mental, Alabama. I'm not saying that we have mental issues. What I'm saying is we have things that block us from achieving our maximum just based on our self-imaging. That's what I'm saying. It's not about you having a mental condition. And how you treat her. Because she needs to be confident in your affinity towards her so that she can be motivated to take care of herself. But if she doesn't
Tracy, the thing I don't understand is if when a woman comes to me, she expects me financially to make it. And if I don't make it, she'll tell me. She doesn't care about my feelings and everything. Any woman that I went with, even her included, she expected me to do financially, and I am doing financially. But if I wasn't doing my business, if I wasn't working hard enough, she would be the first one telling me, you're not working hard enough, and she would bring the facts. And she would expect me as a man to take it. How come as a woman, when we as men, we do the same thing to you, considering financial or weight or anything, women, you can't take it as much as you are expecting us to take it?
Well, let's not generalize to everyone there, Stan, because I don't know if that's all women and if that's all men. But you and Alabama touched on two things that I'll agree with. And I don't agree with everything, let's put it that way, but two things I agree with. One, Alabama, no one is going to change something about somebody else that they don't want to change themselves. You could try all you want, but if somebody doesn't want to change, it's not going to happen. And the hardest thing anybody ever will do is change themselves. In regard to what you said, Stan, you're now talking about expectations in a relationship. So now when you talk about your relationship specifically, not only are you not unconditionally accepting your girlfriend for who she is, and not only is she not being honest with herself and loving herself completely, but the two of you don't seem to have clear expectations of what you want in your relationship. And when we talk about self-love and we got Valentine's Day right around the corner, when we talk about relationships and what's good and what's bad, something that breaks relationships up the most is having unclear expectations, and that's where we're at right now. You guys aren't clear on what you expect of each other.
Hold on, Alabama. 440, your mic is on.
Yeah, you know, I have a different take on this. I think most of the people in this country, they eat for entertainment, and they eat for comfort. And as far as the sugar goes, the sugar, if you eliminate it out of your diet, your body forgets how it tastes and whatever. You will forget that craving. That goes for chocolate or anything else. I mean, and, it's, you know, and women generally, you know, I for once, I agree with Stanley. She's got other people around her that's saying it's okay, she's doing fine, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'll bet you most of them are women. Women tend to enable other people. You're enablers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you do something crummy, you do something stupid,
women.
Oh, it's okay. You know, you'll lose it. You know, blah, blah, you know. No.
Imagine being lucky to have a guy like you and things like that, and that got me mad, and I was looking at him really.
It's not being mean. No, it's not being critical. It's telling you, hey, I love you. You know, you're a bit overweight. I don't want to see you dying because you're not eating correctly. You know, that's all he's doing. But people just.
I think it's.
You know, and if people can't take that, they view it as negative criticism, and it's not.
Yeah, it's not, and that's
the
problem. The
place that should be outlawed is the doggone McDonald's, Burger King. Anybody who eats there is not serious about their health. You cannot eat that crap.
That's
yeah,
crap.
And I was just going to say, you know, it's about being a positive role model, you know, whether you're in a relationship or just in general. You know, if you're doing healthy things, be a positive role model. Like, you know, Stanley's trying to be a positive role model, and he's being frustrated because she's not doing the thing that he would like her to do. And as Dr. Brandy said, you can't really force anyone to do something they don't want to do. So, you know, what can you do? Be a positive role model. Be planting a seed. Bring the water to the horse, right? You can't get the horse to drink the water, but at least you're bringing the information to that person and encouraging them to do healthy things because, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're planning on having kids or if you have children, you want to be a positive role model and bring them up in a natural, safe, non-toxic way of life.
But let me ask this. Stanley,
can I say one thing real quick?
Sure.
Just real quick. You know, the places like McDonald's and Burger King and all the rest of them, you know that they want to make their food addictive. That's why we have the problems that we have. That's why everybody in this country is obese. They make money off that hand over fist, and they just plain make that food addictive. And it's just crap.
But
I mean, you put that in your body, you're just asking for problems.
Now let me ask this: do you work out with your girlfriend or your wife?
Yes.
I mean, do
yes.
you walk with? No, wait, hold on. Do you walk with him? Do you guys get in the kitchen and find healthier ways to eat so that you get?
Yes,
you
but first of all, we don't live at the same place. So I live here, and she lives in another place, and everything. We don't live at the same place.
You
but
have to live. I'm just saying.
Over,
but
we don't live
saying,
at the
know,
same place. Yeah, we
but
see
you know,
each other at least four to five times a week. So when we do see each other, yes, we do work out. Yes, we do go the walk. Yes, we do. And I do encourage her, and I do tell her, look, you're amazing, man. She could keep up in insanity. She could keep up with Bob and Nadia. She could keep up with me.
Is it possible, Stan, that her weight matters more to you than it does to her?
And that's
yeah.
And actually, yeah, yeah. I think that she doesn't see it at her. She's like, no, I don't have any problem. And then when I brought her to the doctor, I told her you have 35 to 40% overweight. Of a body fat in your body.
Now, hold on. Now, Stanley, I got a question. How is her physique? Because if you're going by the BMI,
six, no, I'm not going with the BMI. BMI doesn't tell you that. I'm going with the real way to do it, which is basically you're doing skin caliber, which is basically a doctor comes in, caliber all your body, and then do a calculation to see how much fat you have compared to lean muscle. Her lean muscle is at least 60% and her body fat is 40, which is horrible.
And
you know what? I do it by the eyeball test. If you look fat, you're fat. Give me a break. You don't need to. You guys are making it way too difficult. You know I'm straight with that. 85% of the time, I can tell you're fat. What are you doing at McDonald's?
She's not going to McDonald's and everything, but she's not doing the exercise when she needs to. And she comes to me and says, well, I don't understand how come I did the weight. And I said, you drink coffee? You don't exercise as much as you should? You don't drink water as much as you should? Do you want me to tell you the truth or you want me to sugarcoat every all of her friends? It's okay. Everything that will happen naturally, it's okay. Girl, it's okay. Let's go shopping again.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. He's old man on Health and Wellness Day, and we're having a fat Thursday because people are having issues with people with being overweight. I'm overweight, but I'm happy, so it doesn't matter. But you
Stanley,
have to,
I'm just
I mean,
like you, man.
Are you like
I'm
that too,
like
Alabama? What is up with you guys?
Oh, now, I'm going to tell you something. Hold, let me interject something.
I wonder
if
I have a problem.
This is my thing right here. If you're gonna require a guy to have a certain financial status, you're going to require that a guy treats you a certain way and open doors. We as men need to raise our standards. It's our fault. We need to raise our standards, and the gym will be full of women. A lot of black women, 80% of them overweight, 4 out of 5. They don't want to work out. They got big butts, and they think, and you got a lot of guys, you think, I like them like that. That's not cool because a lot of these women are getting diabetes. They're getting heart problems. These kids are overweight. So it starts with the men and us and what we require. And I guarantee you if we required it, it'll change. That's the thing.
So this is – hold on. So Dr. Brandy, so the problem that I have with getting a Valentine
yeah.
is I'm overweight. That's is that what it is?
Absolutely not. That is not the problem.
Jeez, old man, I don't have a. I can't get a flower, not a rose, not a piece of chocolate. And the reason why I can't is because
Listen,
I'm fat.
The reason
Y'all
you can't,
are rude.
Tracy. The reason you can't is because you close yourself off and don't let people in. It has nothing
I don't know what
to
you're talking
do
about.
With your weight. Yes,
I would never do that.
But, you know, these guys, I'm listening to them talk, and I'm thinking I'm thinking a lot of things, but what I'll say is that...
Go ahead and call us.
Let me finish. It sounds like all of you should probably date people that you don't want to change, because that's the only way to have a healthy relationship. We shouldn't be dating people that we want to change.
No, we don't love
everything about each other, but...
I'm not saying every woman I've dated has been physically ripped up and chiseled. I'll be lying, but I'm just telling you that when it comes to women, it's funny how women can have a certain conversation and say things, and nobody else thinks that it's superficial. But when a guy says, hey, you need to run on a treadmill, no, you don't need to run on a treadmill. You might want to lift some weights.
You can't tell somebody they need to run on a treadmill?
Let me get this out, Tracy. This is what women think working out is. They think they'll go work in weight room, they'll go to the gym, run on the treadmill, which will burn fat. They'll go in there for 45 minutes walking and talking to each other next to each other. Then they'll get off, they think they worked out because they're going to lose weight, but they're not putting any muscle there to help burn fat when they're resting. Their metabolic rate isn't going to increase because they don't want to look like a man just because they think they can lift 10 pounds and they got enough testosterone to look like a man. They need to lift weights. It's like
they need to run
to get a woman
they need
to do stuff
to
like
California.
That.
But let me say this. Hold on.
I've seen you need to run to Australia or something. It's like, quit talking and start running.
Tracy, the thing I have a problem and to add to what everybody's saying is, you're saying to us, it's the thing is the directness. Women have no problem in general. And I'm not going all women, like the doctor is saying, but in general, women have no problem telling a man financially, you got to make it. And you don't sugarcoat it. I never heard one of my boys saying to me, yo, man,
I'm
you know what?
South
my girlfriend came up to me and sugarcoated me, and, you know, I'm down. Because we will be the first one to say, you got punk if you got sugarcoated. What did your woman say? Your woman said this, and we would tell us as a man, those are the facts. Yes, your business is, you're not making the money you need to. Yes, your business is not working. Your girlfriend is right. And we don't sugarcoat it. And we don't take it personal because we tell it a fact. I don't understand when we as men do the same thing to you women with fact, not with feeling, not with emotion, not with things like we're inventing things, but with fact. I'm saying the doctor said you're 40% overweight. The way that you're doing is going to kill you if you continue
didn't
that.
Didn't you hear the crocodile? You're going to hear the crocodile tears.
And to add what the doctor said, we are a nation of fat people.
Hold on, Stanley, wait a minute. South Carolina, go ahead before I go to break. Jeez, oh man. Tracy, I'm going to lead the mic. I am so glad that I hit 40. Because when I hit 40, I started to understand a few things, okay?
What did you understand?
It is more important to worry about what she has above the neck than below the neck, okay? Trust me, if you start focusing on that and understand that you can get along better with a person if they're smart and you're compatible with them, quit worrying about that body, man. If you're worried about the body,
that's why most
you're
people
lose
right
time.
There, South Carolina, because people think
no.
like that.
No, guys.
Yeah,
listen, hold on. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Listen, guys. I've been both. I'm being real now. I've been the thin that you don't care what I have in my head, and I've been the head that you don't like what my body looks like. So I've had the opportunity to do both things. And I will say that
you was in the middle at one time. You was right.
No, I was never in the middle. And what
you
I'm saying
went to sleep
is
one day and just woke up, bam.
Yes. I went to sleep
get
one
up,
day and woke
up.
No, seriously. No, seriously. I went to sleep one day and I woke up 6 months later, 60 pounds heavier. I kid you not. And it came from a medical condition. I didn't know what was going on, and I'm just being real. But I'm telling you, I went from all that and a bag of chips to, ooh, I got to lose some weight and can't get it off. And so I can understand both. I can hear the conversation. But if you're looking for somebody who's going to care about you for you, you've got to be able to accept the people and the person on the inside and deal with them. Because at the end of the day, you want somebody who's going to love you for you no matter where you are. And women have a way
That's
of transitioning.
Who disagrees
you know,
with that, Tracy?
Hold on. Women have a way of transitioning through life that is really kind of weird. We morph in a different way than you would like for us to morph. And at the end of the day,
Tracy,
after
working out.
Alabama, working out. Listen, physically fit and being all that and having junk in the trunk and being very, very healthy, that's all well and good.
I didn't say all that.
Listen, it's all well and good until you don't find a friend at the end of the night who's going to lay by your
Why is it we going in absolute, we're going all the way to the extremes and max weight? Okay, but she can be stupid. I'm not saying that either.
No, we're not talking about stupid. We're talking about there for you. Because at the end of the day, when you get old and gray and lose your hair and your teeth, you look like somebody's raw meat. You want somebody who's going to love you for you.
Okay. But Tracy, we could say that. Let's take the same example you just said and everything. Having great friends and everything, and then one day the doctor tells you you have a cancer or a diabetes because you didn't take 20 years of your life taking care of yourself, and then having everybody cry in your funeral and say, "Oh, I can't believe
she died so young."
You know, not
you
better
know
also.
Reality,
and having all your friends saying, "Man, she was a great person, but you know she was so crazy." It's not better also,
family.
Because nobody wanted to tell you the truth, and for 20 and 30 years you just took food and you just wallowed it and took emotional care and just had a great friend. You had a great friend, but you didn't care of
the
most important person, which is you. You didn't even take care of you. You took care of everybody else but except yourself. That's not good also.
And they flattened the tires on the hearse. Dude, you can't make excuses. If you're making excuses, you're just I'm hearing a lot of excuse making is what I'm hearing.
Yeah,
it's not like an old Ricky Lake episode. Remember Ricky Lake?
Have you ever heard of a guy named Jim Fix? You ever heard of a guy named Jim Fix?
I don't know where you come from, man. You just got some weird. When it comes, I'm just saying.
No, I'm serious. Seriously, now listen, Stanley. You can be the most fit person in the entire world and still die of a massive heart attack. Jim Fix.
Okay.
Yes. I agree with you. I agree with you. But the chance of that happening is less than you could be we're the slightest country in the world. We should not be this. Do you feel that you're proud that you're one of, we are the fattest country in the world? And fat is getting normal now to the point that people are telling us that it's normal that somebody has a size of 20. It's normal that people have 40% body fat. It's normal that a black woman is going to tell you, I have curves. When nobody tells her, you don't have curves, girl, you're fat.
Yeah.
You don't have any curls at all.
Hello?
And then the guys that date these women got low self-esteem, and they feel like, okay, well, I got a shot at her. I'm going to go at the big girl.
Hello? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hello?
We're hearing you. Go ahead.
Okay. Sir, I came in on the tail end of the conversation, which I believe it was with Dr. Mason, I think, regarding nutritional needs and spine and nervous systems and all that. But I did not catch his email. Can you give – or his phone number. Can you give it to me, please?
Oh,
it's on his website. It's masonwellness.com.
Okay, one moment, please. Please don't hang up. I have to lower the radio because I have the radio on at the same time. Okay, it's Dr. Mason?
No, it's Dr. Mason, and it's called Mason Wellness, MASON Wellness.
Wellness, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, yeah.
Okay, Dr. Mason, wellness.com or what?
Mason Wellness. No doctor, just Mason Wellness. That's all it is.
MasonWellness.com.
MasonWellness.com.
What?
Right?
Yes.
Okay, and that is the doctor that was talking about to have the evaluate your nutritional needs and all that?
Yeah.
Okay, is this Dr. Mason now?
No. We're in the commercial.
On break.
Yeah, we're in the break.
Oh, okay, but it's Mason, it's wellness.com, and the doctor is Dr. Mason, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we get a phone number to make an appointment with him or anything?
The phone number is on the website.
The phone number is on the website, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm sorry, but I came in on the tail end of it. I'm trying to catch up, okay?
No problem.
Thank you. No problem,
okay,
ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. No, I swear, man, I'm telling you, yesterday I was this close of breaking up with him. It hurt my feeling when she said, you know what? The thing of going weight and this, I'm not even doing it for me. I'm doing it for you.
Tell you something, man.
And
let's
I was
right
like,
here.
Look at her. You must, and I was like, you must be crazy. And I'm like, look, let me tell you something. When I was almost losing my business, and you came straight up to me telling me the truth about my best friend telling me some stuff and taking all my money and telling me, ask those questions, I never took it personally. And I took your advice, and you were right. How come when I'm telling you things about your health, which is going to affect you, which is affecting you right now, you take it all personal and you cry.
Hold on, Stanley.
Go ahead.
Hold on, Stanley. Our society is...
You're dealing with a woman, man.
Hold on. Not just that. Hold on. Let me finish. Our society is shaped a certain way, and a lot of men are cowards. And I'm just going to say it like it is. A lot of men refuse to require standards from women. Look at these professional athletes. Look at them, how they're getting caught up with all these baby, all this stuff happening. They don't have the standards that women have standards. Men don't. So we need to raise our standards. I'm not saying break up with them. I'm just saying require certain things from keep doing what you're doing. Because going to the gym, it should hurt. You should go to the gym and work out.
Dr. Brandy and Dr. Mason are both in studio with me today, and it's good to have both of them in here. My call. Alabama, South Carolina, and 440, they just lost their mind. They're definitely on the fat chick got to lose weight thing because I want her to be healthy, but she's got to look good on my arm because she's a trophy. I have a question for you, and let me finish. The number is 347-945-5229, or you can call locally at 330-781-9600. And I asked, Dr. Mason in during the break, because I think he feels the same way pretty much. You know, he's a health and wellness guy. And if his significant other is not on the same track, he does have issue with it because he doesn't want to be tempted by the donuts every day. And that makes sense. But I'm still back to, men find these women and you come one way and hormonal changes and if you're not on natural supplements and stuff, I mean, you guys don't understand what happens to you.
Wait, Tracy. Wait, Tracy. Ask the doctor. You know how many percentage it is that it is because of medical condition? 2%. 98% of the people that have problems with weight has nothing to do with medical. It has to do with nutrition. It has to do with exercise. It has to do with a lot of things, but nothing medical. We have to do maybe you're not drinking enough water. Trust me not. If we put a person if we take Bob Harper or the best coach, Sean T, any coach, and you tell him, keep me for 60 days and look at everything, you will lose the weight.
But
put the
Stanley,
doctor for 60
we, okay,
days with
Dr.
you,
Ma- hold
you
on,
will lose
Stanley,
the weight too.
Dr. Mason has said, we have been accustomed to a American standard diet. We have been brainwashed into eating white food. Dr. Mason, help me out with this. Don't sit over there looking at me.
I know.
And the food calls for food.
Yeah, we're eating junk. I hate even calling it junk food because it's not even food. It's chemicals we're eating. We're overfed and undernourished.
He talks about high fructose corn syrup, which is you think that you're getting juice, and the juice is supposed to be good for you. And if you don't read the ingredients, you'll find out that you're eating something that's calling for you to be more hungry when you get done eating it.
Which in turn is affecting our brain function and everything else.
Which affects our mood, which causes us to have a problem where we have to go see Dr. Brandy because we have issues.
Absolutely. It's a revolving door.
Am I getting, because they work together.
Cycle.
Oh, absolutely. They work together. No, you're correct. I mean, there's so much research out there that talks about how your nutrition impacts your mental health, and it truly does. I mean, certain foods you eat can cause you to feel depressed. Certain foods you eat are going to cause you to have increased energy.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly they're paired together.
And so, Stanley, I mean, you're talking about what she's got. You know, if everybody in America is fat and overweight, which pretty much the majority of America is, and all of us are leaning towards becoming diabetic, it may not be her, but it may be the system that we're in that we have to change the whole system and the paradigm that we're in. Because it's just not working.
But we're accepting that, Tracy. We're putting the standard of this. If everybody started to say, we're not going to accept this anymore, like if every man said to you, you want to be with me, you got to be fit, a lot of women would go to the train. If a lot of women would say, I'm going to go eat. We're not putting no standard. We're being the fatter nation. Explain me how we went from the fit nation to the fat nation. That's what we are now, Tracy.
I'm home alone all the time because nobody wants to be bothered with me. See, that's what I'm saying. You just stay home alone and eat bonbons and be happy, because serotonin levels that elevate with sugar makes you happy. You eat happy food.
Tracy, I think you just said you stay home and be lonely and eat.
Right. What'd you say, Alabama?
Yeah.
Tracy, this is the thing. Like, in order to get a man, women, if you say certain things, it sounds real superficial, but men are real simple. I don't know why women think, he's going to see my heart. He's going to see my mind. Men is going to look at you. They're going to look at your butt. They're going to look at your face. They're going to look at your stomach. If you got fat, they're going to look at that. I'm sorry. That's the way
and that's a biological thing.
Go on a raw foods diet, lose weight, get in shape. I promise you, your skin will look better. Your skin will look better. Your nails will look better. Your body will look better. And that man's going to notice it.
Go ahead, South Carolina.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna repeat what I said earlier. I'm so glad I turned 40 because when I turned 40, I realized out of all that stupidity that I was doing when I was in my looking at this one because of this, looking at that one, oh, she got a big booty, she got big this, big that. Them were some nasty hoes. Plain and simple, they were mean, they were hateful, they were nasty, and they wanted my money.
When I stop looking at women. South, you know why they got nasty attitudes? Because people kiss their butt because they're the only ones that look like that.
Hold on, one at a time.
When I stopped looking at women strictly for the physical, I found the jewel, man.
But South, let me come back at you one time, South.
Hold on. My wife is not 34, whatever, brick house. The measurements. But I love that woman.
Yes.
She
determined
all the ways more.
Wait, South. Are you going to be honest? Like, say your wife decided to let herself completely go. Wait. I'm going to ask the question. Are you going to be a man to tell her the truth if she let herself go and she went 100 pounds more? She went with whatever pound she is now, 100, let's say 80, wanted 60, and she went to 260. Would you let her go there and still love her? Or are you going to tell me that you would still love her at 260?
I am going to love her regardless.
Wow.
That's the whole point.
And that's the whole
point. Yeah, I agree with South on that. Hold on, South. I agree with you on that. Now, love is different. But what I'm talking about is it seems to me women that look good. Please let me get this one point out. If a woman's looking good, she's been looking good her whole life, she's had her butt kissed since she was 12 years old, she's going to have a funky attitude. She doesn't have to develop social skills because every guy trips over himself trying to impress her. But if you're a guy that has standards, she'll get disqualified just as quick as a fat girl will. If you speak to her and she roll her eyes, she disqualified because she ain't good enough. You're going to keep running up behind her chasing her.
Let me give you this girl's perspective, because, see, y'all lie.
Okay,
y'all lie like a duck. I'm telling y'all, y'all lie. You can have a wonderful personality. If you got body and you got shape, you guys come after a woman before her shape, her body, and her sex. You can care less what's in her brain for most of her life.
Now you're lying.
And you, I don't know you're lying. And you treat her like that. You want a trophy on your arm, and you don't really care about what's on the inside of her. And
she ain't
going to
get wiped up, though.
Wait, Tracy, it's not because somebody, let's say you're talking women who gets in shape, do things
No, I'm
that
talking
they
about
need
women,
to do.
I'm talking about women who are physically fit, who have a mind. You guys don't care what's in her head.
Okay,
all you
but
care
why,
is
what's
in her
why
body.
Why don't you get, but wait, Tracy, why don't you give the respect to those women? Because those are the same women who gets the good food that they need, who train hard like they need,
don't,
and get what they
you,
want. Did they get it out of nowhere? Then what? What are you trying to do?
Because you as men don't care. All you want is for her to look good on your arm and for you to have and sex her up, period.
Listen, we could go in circles about this forever, and we probably will. But bottom line is, if you're basing your relationship on physical appearance, then it's a very shallow relationship that is likely
but
going
why
to
is it
nowhere
shallow,
in life.
But, doctor, why is it shallow when women base it on financial relationship?
And
why is it
some women may base it on money, and people may value money. People may value physique. But when it comes down to it, what builds a relationship is not what you look like or the money that you make. Those things come and go.
Hold on, doctor. What about did I say made you think that that's all I value your relationship on? I agree with you on that point. I'm just talking about what the initial beginnings of a relationship, how to hook someone to even be interested in you in the first place.
You're right.
Doctor,
Let her answer.
I do agree that people probably tend to go up to people and talk to people that they're physically attracted to. I think that's probably one of the initial pieces of attraction, but it's not what builds a relationship. What builds a relationship is having a common set of values, common set of goals in life, common set of interest in life. There has to be more to a relationship than simply, I shouldn't say simply what somebody looks like, because I do understand that physical appearance is important. But there's got to be more than that. And, you know, Stan, you started the call with saying that you're having trouble in your relationship with your girlfriend. And we're sitting here talking about, you know, her weight and people's weight and other people's weight. But if you truly care about this relationship and you want it to work, then you all need to sit down and focus on the weight, but focus on everything else that you have, because it seriously sounds like you're overlooking everything else that this woman has to offer. And when I'm hearing most of the guys talking what's been said, I feel like we're overlooking a lot of what women have to offer. And maybe, you know, as I hear you all talk about women caring about the money that people make and whatnot, maybe we're overlooking a lot of what men have to offer. There is more to a person than money or physical appearance.
Let me ask this, because I want to ask Dr. Brandy this.
Mm-hmm.
But the conversation that we're having really messes with the mind of a lot of women and a lot of men.
Well, why do you think we have the high rates of anorexia and bulimia that we have in both genders? Because people value themselves and their self-worth is based, so many people base it on their physical appearance. Well, realistically, and you could probably comment on this a little bit better than I, Dr. Mason, but my hunch is, and this is outside of my area of expertise, it's not mental health, but not everybody can have the, I don't know, 36, 24, or 36, whatever it is. Not everybody's built like that. So you could eat healthy and you could work out, but you can't have that cosmopolitan. Not everybody can have that cosmopolitan.
We can't have the Barbie shape.
In fact, Barbie would fall over flat on her face if she was a real human being. They have said that her dimensions, she's not even capable of standing.
Because they say Marilyn Monroe was a size 14.
Well, if you look at Marilyn Monroe's picture, she wouldn't be in a magazine today. But realistically, we do. We value our worth. Many people value their worth based on their physical appearance. And that is sad, because there's so much more to a person. Not saying it's not important.
Doctor, somebody that wants to go and throw up, and like that lady on Biggest Loser last week, she looks sick. That lady, she has a mental problem. She's nothing but a head on some sticks.
But you have to understand, what we've done is we have gotten this mental image in our head that thinner is better.
Mm-hmm.
And so you run into a Stanley, and Stanley talks about weight. And when I finally begin to start losing, when I finally start losing weight, I actually go overboard, and I actually take on this misconception in my mind that I'm still heavier than I am, because what I see in the mirror, you know, they tell me that right now women have an addiction to plastic surgery now.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep on getting cut up, because every time they see a flaw, they run to the plastic surgeon and they try to get it fixed, because they're never pretty enough based on other people's perception of them and how they see themselves.
Tracy.
And yes.
You know what, guys, like the other caller said, guys are real simple. they look at a woman, they're not looking at their mind. All right? They're looking at, am I going to bounce off of that or am I staying on? That's all they're looking at, that initially. Then they get to know them. But that's it, basically. That's the way guys are. I'm sorry. I mean, it's cruel, but that's the way guys, when I go to the gym, the guys aren't looking at the fat girls. They're looking at the other girls, and they're looking for one reason. We all know what that is.
Just to piggyback on him, most women are just maybe a year away from the ideal weight of what you know what I'm saying, what they may feel like is ideal. So it's like, it's not hard to do. It's just exercise and diet. It's not, people act like it's not that hard. And that little small percentage that can't, like Stanley was talking about, yeah, he may probably go get other help. But most people, you can lose 100 pounds in 3 to 4 months.
And Tracy, to add to what everybody's saying and everything, yes, I wish we lived in a society that the physical did it. But I'm sorry to say, we could go from Paris Hilton to Kim Kardashian. If it wasn't that they were physically good, they would never be in the cover having money and everything. It looks and your body tells you a lot about you. If I look at your body and it tells me that you're overweight and everything, first it tells me in my mind that you're not disciplined. Because like everybody's telling, it's simple. It takes nutrition and exercise and water.
Here's the thing that you got to understand. This is where I keep saying, you know, experience means something. You know, Kim Kardashian, you see Kim Kardashian when she's got that dress on. You don't see what's under that dress, okay? I have sisters. I have aunts.
Well, you've seen Kim Kardashian in the swimsuit. Go ahead for your now.
what I'm saying is when she puts on that girl, and squeezes everything into everything.
She 100% real. That's right.
Listen to what I'm saying.
She's a bad example. Go ahead.
The thing is, when you take off all the makeup and scrape off all that stuff externally, what do you have left?
Wait. If we take an example of Kim Kardashian, Kim Kardashian went to the point of being overweight. She was 80 pounds overweight. Look what happened to her. She even realized, wait, we're talking about somebody that was popular. She even realized, like, man, I need to do something. And she did it. She went back to what she was. And all the cover, all the magazine, all the publicity came back to her. And she knew it. She lost all her power when she was 80 pounds overweight.
But my question
is... Another thing, Stanley, why do you think everybody's talking about going to Brazil, the Dominican Republic? Because down there, they walk a lot. They eat fruit a lot. They diet. And everybody's running down there now trying to get – why is that? Because
guys, come on. Let me say this, because I want to go back to the – we talked with Dr. Brandy from Turning Point Counseling, and when I hear this conversation, I see why people end up at Turning Point Counseling because of issues. Self-esteem, and if you feel this way, and if you have this conversation this way, and women, I'm going to say women, our self-esteem is already ruined as we grow up through our adolescence. I don't know how society just tap dances on our self-esteem, and you become superficial. So when you tell me that I have no discipline, but I have my degree, but unless I'm thin, I don't have any discipline. I mean, you're really pushing the envelope.
Men don't care about that.
But you do care about that.
As I listen to this conversation, I just can't help but think how hurtful this conversation must be for the women that are listening that are overweight. And what it must be like to...
Why is it hurtful just to tell them to go exercise? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why can't we just, you know, for people to understand that the health is the most important thing we have? There's no question about it. And I hate to just to see people that are putting on healthy things in their body. So that's what I try to encourage people to do healthy things. If you're overweight, you're at this point, okay, but eat healthy, do positive healthy things in your life, and your body is going to normalize.
Because I'm with Dr. Brandy. If you're overweight and you don't have a strong constitution, you could be very, very hurt listening to this conversation knowing that you're overweight, because I said truth really hurts at times.
Well, and when people do come in overweight for counseling, that's not their issue. People come in and get treated for anorexia and bulimia and body dysmorphic disorders, which was, you were talking about, getting the plastic surgery, this or that. But it's never about weight. There's always something else. Maybe it's self-esteem. Maybe it's trauma. Maybe it's depression. I mean, there's always something behind the weight.
But, Doctor, don't you think we've gotten to a point where we overanalyze everybody, everything, self-esteem, this, self-esteem. Oh, you hurt this, you hurt that. Everybody's just, it's like with God, but with men, we just told to suck it up. And men are mentally well-adjusted most of the time, a lot of times, even though they've been told, look, you ain't got your money together. I've been told all type of stuff. You don't hear me, but I adjusted and changed myself to try to get my life together. I've been told you ain't got your money right. You ain't got this. You ain't got that. You think women, it hurt at the time. I said, okay, let me get out here and do what I got to do to get myself to raise to that level of the bar. Why? What's wrong with
long,
that? What's wrong
let me
with
ask
that?
You, how long is it taking you to get yourself together? Sometimes it takes people
you can't,
longer
no,
than
you can't, bro, it just, no, when you start talking about financially, you can't just fix that. When you, some people, in most situations, you're not going to fix that in a couple of, in 3 months, most
and
times.
And let me say this.
It
and,
takes,
and when you, and
it
when,
takes,
and
a,
and
it takes
Alabama,
a long-term discipline.
Alabama, I've been working on what, 70 pounds for the last 20 years.
You look, you need some tweaking. That's what you need. Something,
no,
you're
no,
something
no,
wrong.
No, I'm just telling, okay. No, I'm just telling you. I'm being real. I've been working on 70 pounds for the last 20 years, and I've lost 30 and gained 30 back.
But you told me, you said, Tracy, that you eat certain ways. You said you said yourself you don't exercise like you should. You said
that.
Now you said you've been working on it off and on.
Listen, but as I said, there is a mental block that comes in with this. Because unless you renew your mind to actually condition yourself to become disciplined for workout.
Hold up, man. You finna eat.
You will never – listen, I'm being real. I'm being honest with you from a woman's point of view. Unless you discipline your mind so that you are working out and you're putting it in your schedule and it becomes a priority. Because there are other things that block you from even wanting to lose weight.
You're going to leave me hanging?
Crazy.
Yes.
You're going to leave me hanging? Look at me. What's up? You here?
I have never had those problems that I hear people talking about on this show. What is – I must be different.
Why is that?
I must be a fallen angel or something.
Why are you
all these social
angel,
problems,
Beyonce?
All these relation problems, all these health problems. Never have experienced this stuff before. Maybe I grew up in the wrong part of town.
You grew up in Missouri. The show me state. Listen, I got to take a break. Dr. Brandy, at least you weren't bored.
That was a very exciting conversation.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's Health and Wellness Day. I don't know who's staying and who's going, but I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hello.
News Talk 600
yeah,
is
man.
On iHeartRadio. iHeartRadio.com.
Hello.
Yeah.
See, I appreciate that you said that because I remember when one train of came
you're
to
listening
the show.
To the Valley's News Talk, WSOM Salem.
Remember when one trainer came to the show and said, "Well, Tracy, you don't show up at training. That's why you're not looking to 70 pounds." And I called her up on it and said, "Wait. You're saying you're trying everything? You're not trying everything. Trying everything that means trying everything. Are you working out every day? You're not. You're disqualified. Period."
Even if you show up to the gym and just do 30 minutes of some weight training, better than cardio because it's still going to burn while you leave, when you leave and go to sleep. So something is better. But just come females think, I walked on a treadmill for 30 days. I did something for 30 minutes. And then they leave, stop burning fat, then they wonder why they don't get the results that they should.
Tracy should try the program that Jennifer Huston's doing.
Jennifer Huston, a dime now. She, good example, great example. Look at her now. Look at the money that's being thrown in her direction. Why?
And she had the talent to sing, and then the doctor was going to tell me the weight doesn't do. I'm sorry. Your body tells a lot about you. I'm sorry. If you were 200 pounds and you went to size 6 like Jennifer Hudson and you took discipline, and she looked at herself like, I need to change this for me, and I need to show an example for my kid. And she did it. Now she's a size 6. Like you say, money's throwing up to her.
And she looks great. But look at Barack Obama. He's in there because of how he looks. Like, Barack Obama
whether I like him or not, the way he looks, the way he talks, people need to stop acting like we don't live in this society where people go off what stuff looks like.
Yeah, they do. He doesn't look as good as Putin, though.
Yeah. I don't understand the society when we have to sugarcoat. When people now are telling me women, I say, I have curves. When we say, you don't have curves, you're fat. But we have to tell them a lie. Oh, you look good, girl. Come on,
you,
man.
You thick.
You're thick. Yeah, I'm a BBW. That was most the stupidest thing I ever had. Whoever invented that shit was stupid.
What does that mean, BBW?
Big, beautiful women.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That is a stupid thing.
It's unattractive, and I don't see anything wrong with going in discipline. If I can go, I go all the time. I'm sorry. As a guy, yeah, you're having money, having status, having intelligence, health. But having a nice six-pack and nice arms and legs doesn't hurt. Women, it's the same thing. I don't know why they take it to that level.
You really want to see something, go on YouTube and pull up as a YouTube with Jimmy Kendrick singing on Cornelia's show, Soul Train. And look at all the black people that's out there on the floor dancing. You think you were looking at another planet. That was back in 1972, 73.
Everybody in shape. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like there's even a thing that I heard that now it's calling fat acceptance. If they're pushing that. Fat acceptance.
Oh, Stanley, you notice how the nutrition lady keeps talking about self-esteem and emotionals. And I'm like, quit, man, get up. That's the problem. Women long time ago, they didn't think like that. They just like, okay, I need to get in the gym. I'm going to walk to the – it wasn't even about going to the gym. They would walk a lot of times just because the public transit system wasn't as developed. You had to get up and go change the television because you had a knob. Little bitty stuff like that over time helped people just – they weren't out of shape. People
and it's the standard that we put in our society. I'm sorry, you go to Brazil and try to walk out and try to fight a fat woman in Brazil. Good luck. Good luck fighting a fat woman in Brazil.
Exactly.
That's
good
not
luck,
hard to do.
Because they have a standard of saying, if
that's,
I want to keep a man, I got to be fit,
Stanley,
period.
Stanley, that's not hard to do. That is not hard to do. You got to understand something. You know, the Latino culture is a little bit different from us. You know, because you've got their idea of being healthy is one thing, and ours is something different.
Go ahead.
It's totally different.
Well,
how come you go to a country there's not a fat person? You go to Brazil and you're like, let me look for a fat person. You're looking everything. I went to Rio de Janeiro. I couldn't find a fat person.
You ain't got to go to Rio. You ain't got to go to Rio, Stanley. Go to Miami.
Come on,
no, I went to Rio. I went to Rio, and I freaked out. I couldn't find a fat person. I was like, where's the fat woman? There's not one fat person in here. And you're telling me the United States can't copy this? What, they have something special
I don't think
there?
A lot of people are going to have to die off before you can get to that point, Stanley.
But then also, it's like with the mile. They said you couldn't run the mile under 4 minutes. And then the guy did it. Within a year, 3 or 4 or 5 people just did it. Not everybody
exactly.
does it. It's just what you tell somebody is impossible. They got looking for excuses as to why I don't need to get out there. But when a man make excuses, he's trifling.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, I disagree when she said if everybody put themselves in shape, they wouldn't look like Barbie dolls. First of all, let's do the test to make everybody in shape. Let's bring that to the Barbie or Ashanti. I guarantee a lot of women, 90% would be Barbie doll. 90% would look great. Trust me.
Yeah,
not.
It ain't got nothing to do with your mind, your psychosis and all that stuff, neither.
You know, it has to do with this. I mean, if you would tell them, look, we're going to do an experiment for a year.
Let's
we're going to take all the people and just do it. And a year later and bring great trainer and great nutritionist. Trust me, not a year later, you wouldn't even recognize those people.
Look,
you know what,
MTV show has a show because I used to be
you
fat.
Guys,
and those people in 4 months lose all their weight. They'd be down 100 pounds.
Have you guys spent a whole bunch of time around women? I mean, a whole bunch of time around women.
Yeah,
because some of the things that you're saying.
Hold on. Sal, I ain't too much younger than you, Sal. Why are you talking? Go ahead.
I mean, you actually have to spend some time around a woman, and understand what happens and how a woman thinks, man. A man thinks totally different. It's, for us, it's A plus B equals C. Oh, man, it's not like that.
Why did I say women think like this? They think like this because men haven't had any standards.
Standards, exactly.
No. What I'm saying, it's not a matter of standards. What I'm saying is this. You try and throw that at a woman, she's not going to understand it. They have a totally different way of thinking. They have, their thought processes are different. We say five words to get our sentence out. They'll take 20.
Look, I know a girl in the Dominican Republic named Basilia. I know a girl in the Dominican Republic named Basilia. She'll say exactly word for word what I'm saying. I know women in Brazil. There's two of them I knew in Brazil. I don't know what it is about them. They think like that.
You got a lot of black men going to Brazil looking for wives.
Exactly. You're just saying,
yeah.
You're talking about these westernized Americans. Yeah. Yeah, they think like that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You go to Brazil, it's totally different. Go to Brazil, you will see the attitude. You will see. I even ask a girl in Brazil, what happened? Are you crazy? No. I need to be in great shape. I need to have a great spirit and everything for myself and for the man I'm going to bring in my life. Period. That's not even something that I say, are you apologizing? No, I'm not. I need to do that. That's for me. I need to look good for me, and I need to look good in my mind also. Those are the two things. And you will be surprised guys are running after those women. And I'm not talking about 8. I'm talking about 10. I'm talking about beautiful women. Beautiful. I'm talking about older women who are 40, 45, looking like 25.
Look, there's a woman named, she's 70 years old. She looks like she's about 45, 50. Her husband didn't do the diet. He looks old and wrinkled.
Come on,
yeah. 70 years old.
Come on. And if we don't get it, this is going to be I'm sorry. We have obese kids now. And because we have shit like this, I'm saying it's normal. It's okay. It's your feelings. It's not even with your feelings. It's okay to be overweight. It's not. It's never okay to be overweight. It's never okay to have fat. I'm sorry. It's not okay. Period. It's not okay. But we don't want to tell the truth. We want to sugarcoat it and this happens to things like
brought
girlfriend.
To you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon. It's the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Yo, Andre, we out heavy. There ain't no show. You can count money on PayPal, but it ain't gonna happen without heavy people.
Yo, they'll be here.
Yo, where's Heavy D? Where's Heavy D? Hey, I knew you'd make it.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. And Stanley's having an overweight lover problem. He made all the overweight people in the world feel bad today. Alabama didn't help. And Heavy D, you know, tried to tell you, you know, you just got to love me for me. But then I thought about it. He's no longer here.
Yeah, he died because of what? Because he had a weight problem, Tracy, by the way. So, can't take that as an example.
So,
but you know, Tracy, a lot of black males are going down to Brazil also,
I know.
Amongst other places.
I've heard.
Finding them some beautiful wives, man.
But the question is that, I mean, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. And so we might as well, Doris and John are not coming in from Fifth Family. So Dr. Mason's still in the studio with me. Dr. Brandy had to go ahead and leave and go back to work. But tell me, what do people want when it comes to relationship? I mean, what are you looking for? Because I'm looking for companionship and friendship and someone who's going to be, that I respect so much, that's going to be there for me. You know, so no matter what you look like at the end of the day, you can be the finest. I mean, I've had fine, but fine does not do anything for me when you're not there when I need you. And I've had money.
Well, fine
may
not do anything. The fine helps a whole lot to be there with you when you need them. I always tell a young man to look at the mother and the grandmother, too.
That, too. But I mean, that's where the stock comes from. But I'm just saying, what do you look for in relationship today? Because the superficial is not going to work when you're trapped on your back. When you're
wait.
It's not superficial.
Your health is not superficial. Your
absolutely.
It's not superficial. So I'm a little bit sick and tired of you as a woman saying that your health or your body is superficial. It's not. It's not superficial. That's number one. That's not superficial. If you don't take care of your health, that tells me a lot about you.
It's actually spiritual. Your health is spiritual.
Yeah. So don't. Why are you saying that your health or your body is superficial? It's not.
When you see a woman that done went from a walk to a wobble, there's something wrong going on there, and you don't want to get involved in that. It's something that you can see on the surface, there's apparently something going on internally also. Maybe there is. Like they say, there's always somebody for somebody, but I'm not the one for everybody.
So if you went from a walk to a wobble, let me ask this. Does it go back the same way when a man goes from a six-pack to a keg?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No. That depends. If the guy is financially has a lot of
money. Wait. What was the question? Are you saying it's still the same? Is it the same level as far as being a spiritual thing, or are you saying it's more of do women still value that? Because women value money. You can be ugly, fat, out of shape. You got a nice bank account. Here she comes.
Not necessarily. Well, I can't speak for all women, but I know all money doesn't do anything besides inflame who you really are. And
so if a guy right now come and say, hey, take off this weekend, we're going to fly down to the Dominican. No, we're going to Punta Cana.
It depends.
You ain't got to bring no briefcase.
Alabama.
You got to bring a briefcase. We're going to stop in Miami, go shopping. You ain't with
Alabama.
That. Come
no,
on.
It depends on who it is. I'm not going to be with you just because you got money.
I'm saying if you're all things equal, one guy comes and talks to you, the other guy's the same exact guy, but he got money, he can take you places. That guy that got that money gonna win out every time.
Not necessarily. No. No.
Well.
I mean, maybe I'm a little
guy.
Weird. Maybe I'm
no.
a little strange, but no.
It's the same guy.
Same guy. Listen, I want you to be who you are, where you are. And I want you to be who you are, whatever status you have. And whether you are wealthy or non-wealthy, whether you are, you know, if you got body and physique like Ryan Gentles, or if you look like Heavy D, I want you to be who you are, because I need somebody who's going to be who you are when I need you. I need to respect you as a man. Because at the end of the day, if I don't respect you as a man, then I won't be in a good relationship with you. And what's wrong with relationships today is women do not respect men.
But the thing is, Tracy, if you let yourself go physically, how as a man am I supposed to respect you as a woman? Because you're basically saying that you're not taking care of yourself.
But what I'm saying is, I'm also very busy taking care of you. If I'm
I don't
a good
care
woman.
If you're very busy. Your health is the number one concern of your life. Because
no,
if
it's not.
Take out your health, you're done. If I take your health, you're done,
Stanley.
Yes, it is.
Stanley, listen, we're not going to discuss this round and around. What I'm saying to you is my health is important, but I also have other priorities in my life that are more important than my health, which happens
no,
to
Tracy,
be.
No,
Tracy,
no. If your health is not,
no,
you can't
finish.
You can't perform. You can't
hold
perform
on,
100%.
Pianchi, let me finish. If you look around in our environment, if my child needs me, I'd love to say that I'd like to be able to work out an hour and a half a day. I'd like to be able to say that I can do all things and I can be all things to all people. But if my man and my child needs me, that becomes my priority.
Are you being a good mom if you die at 50? Are you a good mom if you die at 60? Are you a good mom if you leave a 12-year-old down here without a mom?
Hey, listen. I keep telling you guys, I told you on the break, women have a different outlook and a different perspective of thinking about things. They approach things different than men. And men
yeah,
you to stop and try and understand what they're saying. Now, Tracy's explaining something to you that can be very helpful to you in the future. You got to listen to what she's saying.
Yep. She's saying basically that she'll sacrifice her kid and her husband for her health. She's saying that. If I don't have time for myself, which is supposed to be the most important person, I'll sacrifice all this for my kid and everything, which a lot of women didn't do. And by the way, Tracy, there are some women who had three kids who are still in shape.
But Stanley, again, it all depends on their circumstances, there are a lot of people that I know who are, and Dr. Matt Mason's in studio with me, and he's been dealing with me with my healthy living, not my healthy weight loss. And I think he's trying to refocus my focus from losing weight to living healthy, which makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you live healthy, then the weight will automatically come off.
But you've got to
change your paradigm. But that comes with a lot of concentration, because then I'm no longer eating. I'm no longer using stevia, not stevia, but sweetener, sweet and low, and equals and other things. I don't have time to read labels.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes with it changes. But Stanley, but what I'm saying to you is, it all depends on your DNA also. There's a lot of people who don't look as though they're overweight. They're very, very physically fit, and they're still unhealthy, and you don't know it.
No. I it's very easy to see if you're fit. If we just have to do
Hold on, Dr. Mason. I remember
I commented about Jim Fix, the marathoner. You had Jim Fix. He'll also look healthy. You had Arthur Ashe, who also looked like he was very healthy, and these guys were sick.
Dr. Mason is sitting with me here from Mason Wellness. Can I be physically fit and still be unhealthy?
Yeah, I see people who are thin, physically fit. I don't know. Thin, you definitely say thin, not overweight. They're using their stomach as a garbage can. They're definitely not healthy.
I mean, I know people who look physically fit. They may or may not be drinking water or exercising. They look as though they would be healthy as a horse. They've got diabetes. They have hypertension because of their life choices. So you really can't judge a book by its cover.
But Dr. Mason, I want to ask you the question. Is it true that there are some people that are skid fat also? There are people that are skinny, but they're fat inside and everything. And if you look at the body fat, they have 30-40%, even though they're skinny. Is that not
true? Absolutely. Yeah, there's no muscle.
And that's what I'm saying. That doesn't mean because you're skinny, Tracy, that means you're in shape.
But
that's the first thing I would look at.
But
if your body fat is 30%, you're not in shape, period.
If you're talking about your girlfriend, there was something that attracted you to her.
Yes, of course.
Now
her personality, her heart, and everything.
Now that she's your girlfriend, you're telling her, the doctor says you're fat, you've got to lose weight.
No, so now that she's my girlfriend, the doctor's saying you have 40% of your body that's fat. And
so
if you have 40% of your body that's fat, you have two type of fat. And the doctor says, Dr. Mason, don't we have two type of fat? The fat inside the body, which is really bad, and the fat in the exterior, which is not good also.
Right.
And if you have the fat in the interior, what happened, Dr. Mason?
Visceral fat is hard. Hard on your organs, hard on your cardiovascular system, et cetera.
Thank you. That's the point, Tracy.
But the question is, do you put her aside and demonize her?
No.
Absolutely. You don't demonize her, but you just put her aside.
Because you just put her aside. You just throw her out because now.
Wow. Deception.
But why is it as soon as the guy says anything, we can't address this at all. We got to sit there and see her gain 100 pounds. Can't say nothing. She too sensitive. I can't say nothing. Can't say, hey, baby, how do I look? You look good, baby. Fat rolls. Can't say nothing. As soon as you say something, oh, you're hurting my self-esteem. Man, come on, man. God, come on.
And that's the thing you don't understand, Tracy. I've read those books. I've read many things that Dr. Mason, I've read from the China study to many things. I'm not coming out of nothing. I even was surprised. I went to a doctor to ask him what happened with the fat, and he told me exactly what the doctor's saying.
Wow, that's amazing.
Hold on, wait a minute.
If this is your girlfriend, if this is your girlfriend, that's one thing. But if she's your wife, that's something totally different. A girlfriend, you can just step
away from
her. I know,
but she's thinking,
but
I'm thinking of that part. I'm thinking of that part, and that's what scares me.
Well, the thing about it, Nelly, I would have told you to kick rocks, buddy.
You'd have to go.
I'm just saying, you know, whether you're married.
South Carolina, so you're just saying your woman can be out of shape.
Hold up. Guys, Dr. Mason, go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, whether you're married or it's your girlfriend, significant other, or what, you know, Dr. Brandy was saying, you know, it's important to have common values and have the chemistry and having, you know, things in common. You know, and I am. I'm a very health-oriented person, and you know, if the other person isn't self-oriented, well, everyone has different strengths and weaknesses. I mean, that's what it's just the way it's going to be in a relationship. And if someone's doing healthy things, and look, a lot of times you see both people that are a little bit overweight, or one person may need more exercise than the other. But, you know, be a positive role model and do healthy things together. Hold one another accountable, be a role model, and do healthy things. I mean, like I said, that's what's beautiful. That's what's sexy is being healthy. If you do healthy things in your life, you're naturally going to be healthy, and your body weight is going to normalize.
But then that comes from not from the words that come out of your mouth as men. And I'm being honest about this. You just can't say your girlfriend, your wife, you know, got a little junk in the trunk, you're a little fat on the side here. You need to do something about it. Why don't you just say
junk in the trunk ain't a bad thing, now.
You know what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you need to go and say, we want to start walking. Let's go walking, or I'm going to start running, or let's go bicycling, or we're going to start hiking.
Absolutely.
Or let's every day at 5 o'clock, let's meet at the gym.
Yeah. Not for you to go,
but
for us to
go together.
And doing healthy things together.
Yeah. But did you hear what she said? What he said, Tracy, you need to be accountable. If the girlfriend, any person is not accountable, you can't do nothing. You need to be accountable. That's one of the things he said. You need to be accountable for what you do, too.
But I'm trying to tell you, Stanley, if you talk to her the way you talk at us, we would have to set you on fire.
Well, I guess, Stanley, the thing is, hold on. This is the thing, Stanley. I think it's good to find a way to motivate her about her own health and about you thinking about the future. The way you're coming, you got pieces to motivate her to get in there on her own and do her thing. I just think you just kind of got to apply yourself. You're a smart guy. I know you can apply yourself and find a way to get her, like what the doctor is saying. The doctor's been real positive, saying, hey, living healthy. So I think that's a good way to do it, but don't tell us not to place value on health. I mean, that's
But I'm saying to you, there is a better way to have a communication with someone about their weight. And there's a better and healthy choices even.
Dr. Mason, the thing I want to ask, and Tracy did that, and I want you to say if it's the truth. I said that the most important thing in your life is your health. There's nothing more important than that. Tracy said, I don't think the most important thing in your life is your health. That means if my child or my husband has some needs and everything, those needs has to go before my health. I don't agree with that. What do you think?
You don't have to agree with that.
I want to ask Dr. Mason.
Women think differently. We're just trying to tell you.
But I want
to
ask.
Go ahead,
Dr.
Mason.
But that's why 80%.
Yeah.
Come on. That's why most of them overweight.
Everyone does think different. I mean, obviously, everyone probably realizes that their health is their most important value, but no one's valuing it.
Thank you.
You know, sure, you got to take care of your family, of course. But if you can't take care of yourself, how can you not take care of your family? You can't take care of your family if you're sick.
Thank you.
But again,
my mama used to tell me, Tracy, you ain't going to kill me. You ain't going to kill me. Now, you're going to do you, but you ain't going to kill me. You're going to get out of here. I'm going to put you out of here.
Can I ask you guys
a question? Crazy.
What do your parents look like? What does your mama look like?
Which one? Mine?
Either one.
My mama.
My mama, 5'6", 120 pounds.
You go look at one of the old Soul Train videos on YouTube.
Mom looks good. My mom keeps in shape every day. My mom is health is your number one. My mom was a doctor, so no, you don't mess around
you know
with
what?
Her.
People think they need to be in a gym 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's not true. If you're eating healthy, like I said, as long as you're being active and you're eating healthy, you don't have to go to the gym every day. You don't have to be working out an hour or two every day. You'll be healthy as long as your body is in movement and you're doing healthy things.
Healthy things, and if you're going to the gym a couple days a week and you're eating healthy, it still doesn't cause you to get down to where your arms are not flabby, and you may have more than 40% body fat.
Over time.
Well, you probably eat too much. Eat too much.
A wrong focus diet, you can't have 40% body fat.
Y'all can't all talk at the same time. What'd you say, Doc?
I said if you want to get down to at a faster rate, you're going to have to put more energy into it. But you're eventually going to come down there. I mean, you could work out successfully 2 days a week with doing the burst training. I mean, it's been proven, 20 minutes, a total of 40 minutes a week, and then eating healthy all around that. If you're not eating healthy, you're really screwing up the whole system, and you're not going to get the results you want. But that's where people, I think, make a big mistake, is that they think they have to be working out 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then the problem is they're eating a horrible diet.
You can do something as simple as turn the thermostat down in your house by 20 degrees, where it's cooler and colder at night, where your body has to burn more of that fat in order to generate heat to keep you warm.
I get sick. But hey, Doc, I got a question.
Doc, is that true?
Yeah, I think that'll help minimally. I mean, it's not going to be... It's not going to be the end all.
Too cold to turn your fat, but turn the thermostat down.
I'd rather turn the heat up
right
and sweat.
Now.
That's a better way. But hey, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Alabama.
I got like 17%, right? I want to get down. If I do the raw food thing, and let's just say I wasn't working out, but I was doing the raw foods, would the muscles start to show better if you just go raw food? I've seen a guy on YouTube. He didn't work out at all. And he just was, I mean, it just in great shape as far as physically. Like, what will be the easiest way to get the body fat to drop if I did a raw foods diet? Because I'm not getting any protein.
Raw foods diet is big. No, I mean, you want your protein. You need your protein. The biggest thing is minimizing your grains and minimizing your bad carbohydrates. You know, and you could have some grains, but have them be the healthy grains, like the whole grain brown rice, quinoa. Nuts, seeds, beans, things like that, but stay away from the processed grains. You want to keep those to a minimum because if you're getting too many grains, they're converting to fat. So if you want to become lean, you gotta consume those types of foods along with exercise.
You can get protein from parsley and cilantro.
Yeah, but you're not getting enough.
It's got to eat more.
I mean, there's people who could eat a vegetarian diet and be completely healthy, but our bodies are genetically designed. I mean, I know there's some argument with that, but, I mean, from hunter-gatherer time, we all consumed meat. It's what most of our genes are designed to eat. So healthy fats, you know, the healthy fats, even the healthy saturated fats are good for you, from fish, chicken, turkey, beef.
Let me
ask you a question, Doc. All right.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, okay, let's say I do a diet like that, but then I get a chicken breast or some tilapia. But no, it's just straight. All I'm doing is the chicken breast, tilapia, no steak, nothing like that. And I may do vegetables and fruit. So I'm getting the protein, but I'm still just primarily, you know, and throughout the day I'm taking shakes. Juices and stuff.
Yeah. That's all good. I mean, you keep the juices to a minimum, right? Because there's sugar content in it, and that's the same thing as the carbohydrates. So drink water. Unless you want to be juicing.
Doc,
I'm about 95%
vegan, and I fast every Solstice for 40 days. And I don't have any problem unless I'm going into the wintertime when it's extremely cold. Then my body starts asking for things.
And Dr. Mason, I started drinking a lot more water. Like, I went from 1 gallon to 2 gallon, and I saw better improvement for the body fat losing. Why is it that when you drink more water, a lot more water, I went from 1 gallon to 2 gallon, like I said, I saw my weight and my body fat going down very good and everything. And
yeah,
why,
that's
why
a good question. Because, you know, your body is 70% water, and like I said, we're made up of trillions and trillions of cells. And those cells need to breathe, and they need to detoxify. And for everything to work properly in your body, it needs sufficient amounts of water. So that water is keeping things moving, keeping things circulating, and allowing the system to function at its optimum, the best it can.
Let me ask you this. Now, can you overhydrate? Because I read something the other day that somebody overhydrated.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you hear these college kids, you know, for these little games they play or whatever, where they drank 3 gallons in like 5 or 10 minutes, and then they actually killed themselves because they imbalanced their electrolytes for potassium and sodium. So yeah, you could die from it. But, you know, drinking 2 gallons of water a day, no, you're not going to overhydrate yourself. If you consume too much at one point, which is really, really hard to do unless you're doing it for a game, like I said, and then you're going to screw your imbalance up.
Hey, I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service.
Anyways, I'm sorry. Hey, I have a huge problem with that. It got me so mad yesterday. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hell is low.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm also starting to be a vegan like you are, because I'm cutting the meat like you're saying. The China study scared the living crap out of me, so I said no, I can't.
I haven't made any beef and pork since the 80s, man.
Wow. Congratulations, man. Yeah, I'm sure we look at yourself and we. Wow. I know that chicken is like when people.
Chicken is terrible.
I read a book like Slaughterhouse explaining how they do it. They even take chicken who are sick and they give it to us. I'm like, what?
Yeah, they cut the tumors off.
Yeah, I'm like, are you fucking? I think people. I think really, if people would basically kill their own food, their own meat, they wouldn't be eating so much meat, man. Trust me.
Well, I think you could grow. You could actually grow your whole. That lady, Annette, whatever, the 70-year-old lady, she grows everything she eats, her own self. You need to learn how to do that. That's a skill.
Yeah.
You got some African-American organic farms down in Georgia and Alabama. There's one lady who raised pasteurized chicken.
Wow.
Which is very healthy food.
Yeah.
Not that hard to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you see somebody who's coming to you that's wobbling and so forth, you know, you're not making fun of them, you're not mocking them, but that's just a person you do not choose to be around. Other than just if in the workplace or, I mean,
I'll be cool with them. I'll be friends. We homies. But I'm not, yeah, I feel you, but we ain't finna be like that.
Yeah, exactly, and that's the thing that a lot of women are not getting. A lot of the fat accepting thing is pushing around. I'm sorry. It's a lot of friends covering up for people who are deserve to be told the truth. And told me when I told the truth yesterday, my girlfriend, you're an asshole, you're awful, you're mean, you're this, you're that. And I said, show me one thing I told you that was not the truth. Show me one thing.
Delivery, Stanley. Delivery. Not what you said, it's how you said it.
Yeah. Well, but how come as men we don't have the delivery thing? If you come at me as a man and I'm burning your business, and I'm an owner of a business.
Hold on, Stanley. Let me ask you a question. When you started talking, did you just start like just no Vaseline, or you tried to start all soft, but you got offended anyway, then it forced you to have to get into that?
to say what
you
said. No, it wasn't like you just came to her like.
To do Vaseline. I tried to do the Vaseline. I said, I can't believe, because the what really hurt me is that, anyways, when it comes to the weight, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for you. And I was like, whoa. No. When it comes to the weight, it's your own responsibility to do something about it. And she's like, you're not – anyways, my girlfriend told me I'm perfectly okay the way I am. Everybody's telling me you're the one who's crazy. I'm like, I'm the one who's crazy. Okay. I'm the one who's crazy. When we went to the doctor, what did the doctor tell you? You have 40% of body fat in your body. I'm not the one who's crazy with that. That's a fact. You're the same one who's crying every day and saying, I should look this way, I should look that way, how come I don't look this way and everything? The diet doesn't work, the exercise doesn't work. I don't see you working every day. I don't see you doing what you need to do every day. And you're surprised.
See, that's another thing, man. That's another thing. Like, they'll sit there and cry. Every once a month, they're going to say something about how they don't like what they look like. Then the rest of the month, they're going to say nothing else. And when you say something, it's an issue.
You got to understand women, man. Yeah.
but I'm asking you, as a man, if you were investing in my business or any kind of business, I would be losing money. You would be the first one calling me and saying, what the hell is happening? You wouldn't be sugarcoating it and saying, well, you know, Stanley, I'm sorry, you're making me lose money. How come I – you would be like, what the hell is happening with you?
You're dealing with a woman.
That's
come
bullshit,
on, man.
That's bullshit, because when women do that to us, we don't tell you're dealing with a man.
Well, American, especially American black women, they in general, they are some heavy, big people. And see, if you decide to ever take a commercial airline flight, you may be, you go with her, you may be paying for three seats, two for her and one for you.
But Bianca, the black women have the genetics, they have the genetics to be in very great shape. Look at the black
you're right.
Women. Look at the track women, the finest women I've ever seen.
They
don't track women.
Yeah, they don't want to.
Especially from Jamaica.
Yeah, they don't want to. I met beautiful black women in Brazil that was in great shape. Beautiful. I was like, man.
Some of the most beautiful I ever seen I met in Senegal.
So, I'm sorry. I
Listen,
disagree with
Stanley,
the comment.
Stanley,
go ahead.
Stanley, you may get her body in shape, but getting her mind in shape is something totally different.
I agree with you. But if her body's
hold
not
on,
in
South
shape.
Carolina, South Carolina, stop saying that, man. You're like, we're just saying that we're just superficial. We're talking about one particular subject, physicality. That varies from person to person. Why is it every time we talk about this, you got to make it,
because,
what about her mind? What about all her? Who?
Because
you act like
I'm
going to date a fool.
This,
if that's the case, you just find a nice, first looking stripper you can find and marry him. If that's
for
the case,
women,
come on, man.
For women, their shoes are both are connected. I'm telling you this. It's emotional.
We're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 39 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, and we've had a spirited conversation about weight today. Dr. Mason's been in studio with me since the beginning of the time, and I want to thank him for hanging out with me. Dr. Brandy came in from Turning Point Counseling, and Stanley brought up a term, and he talked about, he brought up weight. Dr. Mason, at the beginning, we were talking about healthy living and making right choices. And I want to really hone in on this before I bring the phone calls back up. Dr. Mason and I, during the break, healthy choices, healthy lifestyle. There are many of us who are overweight, who have been trying to lose weight, and for whatever cause or reason, and men, you guys don't understand sometimes. Women look at things differently. We know health is number one, but women prioritize things very, very differently than men do. And it is just because, it's just a part of who we are as women, because we are not men. We are a part of you, but we've got misaligned in some of our priorities. So, no, our health may not be our optimum. But we need to have men whom we respect, and we need to have men who are going to be conciliatory and confident in us as we go through the process of trying to choose healthy choices, because it's a process, and it's a reshaping, it's a re-indoctrination of trying to our health back into life, and just not saying the heck with it when things are down. And we need your support, and in your conversation with us, it needs to be a little bit more supportive than you need to lose weight. We ask dumb questions like, does my butt look too big in these jeans? There's a better way to answer it than saying yes. We need your support. We need your confidence. We actually thrive better on a man's confidence in us. And if you show confidence in us, we will give you what you're looking for. But if you don't give that to us, then it doesn't work for us. And I hope I'm getting that out and I'm articulating that as well as I possibly can. Because I don't think you understand when we really have a respect for you and you have a confidence in us, what kind of relationship that makes. And if we don't have that, then we do some things that are very detrimental to our health, like not having healthy choices. Dr. Mason?
I agree. Very well articulated.
It is so very, very true. And in South Carolina, I have to applaud your maturity, because not everyone's gotten to that, even as an old man, to realize that you can get more out of, you know, wrapping your arms around us and loving the fat that we're in and then watching it melt away than you can beating us up with faulty words.
But Tracy. Tracy.
Yeah?
Yeah, why are you saying to us when we're being honest with you, because I'm listening with a great thing that you said. You're asking us to bring the confidence of what you're doing. Okay. Let's say we're taking you and we're saying, fine, she's going to do the way she's training. And you decide to train hard, to do whatever, but you don't do what you need to do. And you come out lying and decepting yourself and saying, I did everything that I need to do. I've been training every day. I've eaten every food. And we go, okay, let me ask you to take a journal and write everything. And we even know this because we're your boyfriend or your husband. And we see that you're not doing what you need to do.
Just
love
me through.
You're not eating the food that you're supposed to. You're not drinking the water that you're supposed to.
Just
you're
love
training
me through
with
it.
Us, but halfway. Are we supposed as men tell you a lie and tell me everything's okay? That's
just
the
love
way
me
that
through
you
it
want a relationship to be.
No, listen to what I said. Just love me through it. If
so
you care about
you
me,
and lie to
love
you
me through
when
it
you're coming.
No,
okay,
I didn't say lie. I didn't say
so
lie. I never said
so
lie to me. What I
so
said
what
was,
say, so
I said, have the to encourage me through it, to be my coach through it. And coaching coaching is finding a way to encourage me to continue on even when I fall down and make a mistake.
Yeah, but
even when I don't drink, you know, even when I don't, no, listen to what I'm saying. Coaching is not belittling me because you have to, everything
no
you have to coach, Stanley, every good coach coaches each individual differently.
Yes, but coaching is not
you
doing
may
the sugarcoat.
You
sugar
didn't say,
when you're
I
doing
did not, Stanley, I did oh, not say sorry sugarcoat. But there is a more diplomatic way to say that I'm going to, we're going to drink more water.
Tracy,
than
I can tell you never
yourself
played a sport. You never played a sport, Tracy. I can tell.
No, listen to what I played basketball.
Every
and
coach, I had coaches, they coach everybody the same way. You got coaches like that. You just got to deal with it.
And your best coaches took the best players out and personalized their coaching.
No, they didn't.
Fair.
Trust me, I had a coach in tennis, and he told me when I was doing
and
something
your
wrong.
And your best coaches took the best of their players out and personalized their coaching.
Nope. They took the best
right
of them, and they put
you
even more pressure on that person, and they told
him,
"Okay, better."
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Even more important than that is a good coach knows its players.
Absolutely.
And will adjust when they have to.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? Hold on, let me say something. When I played basketball,
Alabama, let me finish.
Huh? This is you're not dealing with a man, and basketball is something totally different. You're dealing with a woman, particularly a woman that you're talking about being in love with, and you got to understand, man. I keep explaining it. You're dealing with an entity that thinks totally different from you, so you have to approach it from that aspect.
Look, South Carolina, why is it that you think that we have said? Because, see, Tracy just said something. I'm not going to give her that point. She just said that it's good to love on us and watch the weight fall off. This is the thing. Who's to say that it's not – love comes in all different forms. You can't just tell me that you love me if you see me about to have triple bypass surgery for my heart and you don't say, well, I'm just going to love on. But you don't have the discipline, and maybe you do need that kick in the butt sometime, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can't tell me that for every relationship you need to sit there and love. Well, I'm going to love her in spite of. That's why people are dropping dead and dying. That's why 80% of black women are overweight, because of this stuff, because of these mentalities that I just think is just mediocre. I don't see nothing wrong with telling her.
Let
me finish. It don't make nothing. You told me to let him talk. My thing is, I don't see nothing wrong with encouraging someone. How you encourage is different. I told Stanley a minute ago, I said, you can word it a certain way where you just got to find a way to motivate her. That's what I said. I didn't say, hey, girl, you fat, and it just looks nasty, you need to work out, I'm not attracted to you. I didn't say that. You've never heard that come out of my mouth. So I think you're beating a dead horse and fighting a strong man to say, well, you're dealing with a woman. You said that 30 times today. It's a woman.
I know.
I've been on this earth 39 years. I know
how
to talk to a woman, too.
Are you married?
I've been engaged.
Are you married?
Oh, so that makes him an authority on me and my life and my relationship because he's married.
I'm telling you what I know because I've been through. I've been through the good and the bad of it.
80% of them in a divorce for a reason. Go ahead.
Listen, and if I end up in a divorce because you don't like. Listen, and if I end up in a divorce because you don't like my weight, then you didn't love me from the beginning, and that's where the issue lies.
No, but that can't – no, that's not the only thing. Don't tell me that can't be a contributing factor.
But again, if you divorce me because of the weight problem that I have,
that's not the only thing that
– But you didn't love me for who I was, and you weren't willing to stick with me as I was willing to stick with you and through your nuances. Because if men think they come to the table without their own set of luggage, they got another thing coming. And if I put with you and your family and your kids and your luggage that you bring to the table, and then you jump on me because of mine and then tell me you don't love me because of my weight, then there's a problem there.
Why do you always put me in the demon bag?
You know, let me say something real quick. I've been married for 45 years, and all this dancing around that you're talking about, that doesn't exist with my wife and I. If she says something wrong with me, she tells me. I think something's going on with her, I tell her. You know, and she doesn't take it the wrong way, and I don't take it the wrong way. She said, you don't really need to be eating that, hon, or, you know, you don't need to be doing that, or, you know, have you thought about doing something else a little bit different? All right?
I like that.
You don't need the sugar. You don't need to sugarcoat the hell out of everything.
I got a question for you.
45 years.
Hold on.
I worked just
fine. Let's go this. 45 years is a good number. Did you learn how to talk to her in the beginning, the middle, or the end of your marriage? Because the first 5 years, how you had to figure out how to get through that, because in year seven, between five and seven and nine, I'm quite sure there was crazy turbulence going on there somewhere in communication.
Not like you're thinking.
And Tracy, not like you're thinking.
I mean... We pretty much have pretty much the same mindset. I mean, it's just like, you know, I'm here for you, you're here for me, and it's, you know, all the arguing and all the machinations that you're going through, it's just, I don't understand that. And I mean, if you got it, you know, and I don't want to just jump on Stanley's bandwagon. You know, it's like, you know, he's trying to help her, but, you know, you're saying, well, you got to say it a different way. No, you don't.
Listen,
yeah, you do.
You
can't
talk,
be
no,
that
brutal. You want to talk the truth? It's not being brutal. If
it's
I
not being brutal.
Mad,
it's being honest. It's
like,
being
if,
honest.
Wait a minute.
It's
wait
not being.
Wait a minute, Stanley. Wait a minute, Stan. If, you know, my wife thinks, hey, dude, you got to drop a couple of LBs. She's right. Good. I'm glad you told me. Don't let it get. I don't want to let it get out of hand or whatever. Hey, hon, you're spending too much money. Yeah, she's probably right. You got to trust. This is where the love and the trust.
Thank
There's
you.
No trust. Trust. Trust what I'm saying. I'm not here to hurt you. I'm here to tell you to help you.
Thank
not
you.
This. Oh no. My sister said I'm doing good, and my blood. Well, you know, go live with your sister then.
Exactly.
You know,
and that's the thing that's the thing you don't understand, women. We take that seriously. We want to be the leader. But if you don't let us lead you to some stuff that we think is good for you and you combat us, we're going to look at you, why am I with you?
But are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah, but are you listening to what we're saying to
you?
We're not coming with stupid facts. No, you're not.
You're
not, because you're combating things that is true. We're
not
saying to you things that is not true. We're coming with doctors that say, even telling you the same thing that we're telling you. You're going to die if you continue that way.
This is your girlfriend or your wife, not your child.
Yeah.
I've got a question for Dr.
This is the person you love.
Hold on. Listen, I got a question that's just coming off the internet. They want to know, what do you think about raw unfiltered apple cider vinegar with water, Dr. Mason?
That's a good thing. You could use that for digestive issues, for people who have a little bit of heartburn or acid reflux or a little bit of bloating, and for other things, for just kind of purifying the body. So I think it's a good thing to do in adjunct to a healthy diet. I don't think it's the
Some people do that every day.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Now, is it good for weight loss? Because a lot of people think it is.
Yeah, because it will help with your digestion. So if you're digesting and absorbing better, your metabolism is going to work better.
Okay. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. We're almost at the end of the day.
Wow.
Dr. Mason's been with us since the beginning, and he's got Mason Wellness. You can go to masonwellness.com, and you can find it. You can email him questions at
masonwellness@yahoo.com.
Masonwellness@yahoo.com, and he will reply to your emails if you have questions that you want to ask him offline. Stanley, I appreciate your comments, and being blunt, it's good. Blunt is good, but you can't nag. It can't be an everyday, every week conversation, if you want to be in relationship, and you've got to actually deal with it, because some things just happen. And while they go through it, some people take longer than others. I can attest to that. I've been on this 20-year journey, and hopefully I'll get back to where I'm trying to get to. But it's been a journey, and it's been a struggle, and it's been a greater struggle than I thought it would ever be. And it's been a mental struggle. And I don't think people really understand that. Yeah.
I just pulled up Dr. Mason's website. And for those out there that don't think doctors practice what they preach, hey, he looks like he's pretty fit to be.
He is a wellness guy. You know. He is definitely a wellness guy. Yeah, he'll make you feel bad.
No, I won't make you feel bad. I'm here to empower you and encourage you to do healthier things.
But then you gotta hang up. Yeah.
And Tracy, he shouldn't make you feel. He should inspire you, because if he's a doctor that's in shape, he's an inspiration for every human being.
Listen, he makes me feel bad. He goes to the gym
Why?
Every
what
night.
Why? What does he mean? No, he should not. Tracy's
no,
not supposed to make
no,
you feel. He's supposed
he
to
makes
inspire
me feel bad.
You.
Listen,
Why does he make you feel bad?
Because every night, I guess around 7 o'clock, there's a global fitness sticker that comes up on Facebook talking about he's going to the gym so he can eat a donut, and that's kind of rude.
And that's a joke, by the way, because I don't eat donuts.
You don't eat donuts at all?
No, I don't.
Ooh, you have no idea. You're missing out on the quality of life. Jeez, oh, man. But I mean, and he does. He practices what he preaches. He drinks water. I try to you know, contaminate him by bringing coffee in, but he doesn't work. So he drinks. He comes in and brings more water. But as a matter of fact, and let me also say this. And if you're trying to start in a healthy lifestyle, then you have to start hanging out with people who are trying to start a healthy lifestyle. It's kind of hard for you to try to be around people who are trying to eat healthy, and no one around you is eating healthy.
Yep.
That's difficult. And that's just being very, very honest.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for people to eat cooked potato chips every day and try to eat, you know, celery and carrots. Because if you don't have a healthy lifestyle, if you are pre-diabetic, if you're a diabetic, you're going to have more problems in the future. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow. The number is 347-945-5229, and have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-Y.